from Denver Boulder.
High-profile dogfighting case goes to court.
Michael Vick enters guilty plea, but controversy continues.
A deadly North Dakota twister.
When we were in the basement, I would have guessed somebody was driving across our road.
And more than 60 die in Greek wildfires. Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Pro football star Michael Vick faces the music this morning. The suspended Atlanta Falcons quarterback goes before a federal judge in Richmond in about 2.5 hours to plead guilty in connection with a dogfighting ring. CBS News chief legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
The lawyers will talk, then the judge will go through the plea deal in detail with Vick, and then the defendant will offer an apology for his conduct, and then the judge either will accept or reject the deal, and finally tell us whether he agrees with the prosecution's 12 to 18-month prison recommendation.
I'm Barry Bagnato in Richmond, Virginia. Vick's admissions and guilty plea here don't cool the debate over his case. Many African Americans believe controversial star black athletes like Vick and Barry Bonds are unfairly targeted while many whites slide. Opponents of greyhound racing wonder why doesn't it get the same scrutiny.
Dogs are killed because they're no longer profitable. Same as pit bull fighting.
Susan Netboy heads the Greyhound Protection League, which estimates 10,000 racing dogs are killed each year. A few days ago, a Florida inspector tried delivering a suspension notice to a trainer at a Daytona Beach track.
This individual had had positive cocaine tests on some dogs. What he found, much to his surprise, were 3 dead greyhounds.
The industry argues such cases are unusual and that there are adequate protections in place. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Richmond, Virginia.
The cleanup's underway this morning in Northwood, North Dakota, after a tornado spun through town. Chad Peterson works at a nursing home.
As it went over the nursing homes, all the ceiling tiles were sucked up into the ceiling and windows were blowing in everywhere.
No injuries at the home, but the storm did kill one person and injure 17 others. Waterlogged sections of the Midwest are still trying to dry out, and flood victims in Wisconsin are getting help from Uncle Sam. President Bush has issued a disaster declaration for 5 southwestern counties. Bruce McCarn is the village president in Gays Mills.
I think they really worked hard to make sure that we would get declaration. If they saw that we had a lot of people that are displaced, I mean, there's homes that are destroyed, and they need something. They need the help.
Big wildfires are raging in several states, including California, Idaho, and Michigan. One major blaze is moving closer to homes near the Idaho resort town of Ketchum. They are the worst in living memory. International firefighting teams on the scene in Greece, where wildfires have swept the country, killing at least 61 people. The flames had threatened Olympia, but firefighters stopped the blaze from damaging the site of the first Olympic Games. Reporter Joanna Kakissis says that there were mixed feelings among the people over the intense battle to spare Olympia.
A woman that I saw says those are just marbles, they're just stones. They're actual human beings who are losing their lives here, and you should worry about them instead of the marbles. Others have been responding in a different way by saying we can't let this burn because this is the soul of Greece.
Officials believe that at least some of the fires were set. There's word this morning that 3 U.S. and 2 Afghan soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan. And the military says in Iraq, 2 soldiers and 2 Marines died in fighting over the weekend. Well, the Army has found a new lure to put more recruits in uniform quicker, and it's working. Live to CBS News correspondent Dave Barrett. Quick cash, Dave?
Go into the Army and you might start at roughly $17,000 a year. New recruits are getting more than that. 20 grand to sign and head to basic training within days. Today's Washington Post says 92% or 3,800 recruits went for the cash early on in this now month-long program. For John C. Davis of East Baltimore, the Army beats his previous job of loading tractor trailers. He's got this bonus and another $25,000 for signing as a petroleum specialist. With 4-year-old twins to support, he'll pay some bills. Davis ships out on Wednesday. Nick?
It's 4 past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. An autopsy could offer more clues about the death of a Craig woman found buried in a gold mine operated by her husband. The body of 36-year-old Cynthia Hankins was found Saturday under tons of dirt in that mine. She'd been missing since June 3rd. Her 70-year-old husband, Terry, was arrested on charges of murder 1. Cops say they think Mrs. Hankins was killed in Craig before she was buried at the mine. A Natural Resources Conservation Service official says the state has a 10% chance of reaching its average snowpack next year. that. Another early snowmelt is likely. Snow Survey Supervisor Mike Gillespie says this year's sub-average snowfall and early melting could be an ominous sign for the future. And if the weather cooperates, sky watchers will get to see a total lunar eclipse early tomorrow morning around 3 a.m. The Earth's shadow will creep across the moon's surface, slowly eclipsing the moon, causing it to turn shades of orange and red. Total eclipse lasts about 90 minutes. Only we sky watchers here in the West will get the full show. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Heavier traffic along southbound I-25 now through Thornton and North Glen, of course, and along your Commerce City Drive, but it looks like I-70 eastbound and the Boulder Turnpike coming into Denver, both in good shape approaching the I-25 corridor. We are free of collisions, and we have a great ride so far across C-470 through Highlands Ranch. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy by this afternoon with a 40% chance of thunderstorms, high of 88. We'll
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760, Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Deep Convertible. Canyon Casino's Cruise the Summer Series continues with the 350Z Convertible Giveaway on August 30th. Earn entry tickets daily to increase your chances of winning. Stop by the Canyon Club or visit canyoncasino.com for details.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this what if, give me a break!
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Tourism Ireland. Discover your very own Ireland at discoverireland.com. I'm Charles Osgood. If you want to buy a home, good news is that for the first time since World War II, the median price of a single-family home has dropped. That's what a report due out this week is expected to show. The bad news is that even though the price may be within reach, a mortgage may not be, even if you have a good job and good credit. I know it doesn't make any sense, but at the moment anyway, that seems to be the case. The evidence after this. I want to tell you about a place in Europe just waiting to be discovered, where breathtaking natural wonders leave even a seasoned traveler like me speechless. Ancient castles where you can live like a king. Bustling cities where culture, fine dining, and vibrant nightlife meet. The place is Ireland. In Ireland, not a day goes by without something new being discovered. Discover your very own Ireland at discoverireland.com or call 1-800-SHAMROCK for your free Ireland vacation planner.
Are you thinking about buying one of those inexpensive memory foam mattresses? Think again. Tempur-Pedic is the only mattress made from authentic Tempur material. The one that shapes and contours to your body, guaranteeing a restful, rejuvenating night's sleep. Those knockoffs don't even come close. Call Tempur-Pedic today at 1-800-805-3495, and they'll send you a free video, a sample of the proprietary Tempur material, and a 90-day trial certificate. You won't get that from those other guys. Tempur-Pedic is the real deal. Call 1-800-805-3495.
The median price of a single-family home, that is to say, the number midway between the least expensive home sold in a given period and the most expensive, stands at $223,800. That is based on last year's activity. But in the report due out this week, economists say,
cumulatively, prices should fall somewhere between 5 and 10% nationwide.
That's Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's, economy.com.
Well, over half the country is now experiencing price declines and will experience further price declines through this time next year into 2009. That's unprecedented.
There are lots of places where that's not the case, where home prices are actually up. But banks are afraid now to grant mortgages, even to people like lawyer Mary Kostopoulos, who has a good salary and good credit rating, and as she told CBS News correspondent Seth Doan, had been approved weeks ago for a $650,000 jumbo mortgage on an investment property in her home in Brooklyn, New York.
This is a letter that I got from the bank actually yesterday saying that product or program is not available.
Meaning you didn't get the loan you thought you were going to get.
Right, exactly.
In other words, the loan fell through, to her surprise and disappointment. That's what's happening, says mortgage broker John Bach.
Mary's surprised to have her loan fall through. How common is this?
Right now, unfortunately, it is all too common.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
I'm thinking of a number between 450 and 850.
Know what it is? It's my credit score, and it happens to be 720. Do you know your credit score? Do you know what's in your credit report? You can find out right now at freecreditreport.com. How much easier could it get? Log on to freecreditreport.com. It's fast, free, and easy. That's freecreditreport.com. Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
The Osgood File, August 27th, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Well, good Monday morning. Doggone it, I can't see outside. Somebody's got the windows down. I'm going to have to do something with the shades down. I'm going to have to do something about that. But John Turk tells me it's cloudy outside. We got a chance of thunderstorms. That chance is pretty good. About 40% today. And a high today of 89 degrees. Hope you have yourselves a good weekend. And the weather was pretty good this weekend, wasn't it? Wasn't too bad. Oh, you can open those windows? Yeah. Let's get a gander at what's going on outside. Just pull those up. Yeah, it does look cloudy, doesn't it? And the sun is starting to come up later and later and go down earlier and earlier. I like gripe about this every morning, don't I? Because winter, fall actually, is coming on. Even some of the leaves are starting to change, which is an amazing thing that it's happening this early. But maybe it happened this time, the same time last year, and I just don't realize it. Hey, let me remind you up front, and I'll try to remember a couple of times today and throughout the week to remind you. Next weekend, next Monday, which is Labor Day, we'll do this show. I'll do this show live in the morning. I'm going to do the show next Monday dead. We're going to do the show, and then Monday afternoon, Randy Rhodes is going to be on vacation. She's going to take Labor Day off. So I'm going to work, and I'm going to do the show from the Taste of Colorado. So you can come by. You can be on the show in person. You can jeer. You can boo. And you can say exactly what it is you want to say. And I'll try to keep reminding you about that. And I think we do have that firm down. We've got some more tickets to stuff to give away this week. Are we doing? Oh, we have this breaking story that has just come in. Alberto Gonzalez has resigned as Attorney General. Fredo is gone. And we'll have the story for you here in just a couple of seconds. What time is it in the East? 8:12. So he did it at 8:12 this morning, or around 8 o'clock. He did it. But Alberto Gonzalez is out. He's gone. And so Bush just couldn't hang on to him any longer. And have you noticed something about this? Every time George W. Bush says, and I don't want to start out with George W. Bush so early in the morning, but every time he says this, every time George W. Bush says this, I stand behind him 100%, they're like gone. Remember Rumsfeld? Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, whose tenure has been marred by controversy and accusation of perjury before Congress, has resigned. A senior administration official said he would announce the decision later this morning in Washington. Mr. Gonzalez, who had rebuffed calls for his resignation, submitted his to the president by telephone on Friday, the official said. His decision was not immediately announced. The official added, until after the president invited him and his wife to lunch at his ranch near Waco. Mr. Bush had not yet chosen a replacement, but will not leave the position open for long, the official said, speaking on condition of anonymity. Because the Attorney General's resignation had not yet been made public, Mr. Bush repeatedly stood by Mr. Gonzalez, an old friend and colleague from Texas, even as he faced increasing scrutiny for his leadership at the Justice Department, including his role in the dismissal of 9 U.S. attorneys late last year, and questions about whether he had testified truthfully about the National Security Agency's programs. All right, well, Alberto Gonzalez is out. You got any reaction to this at 303-713-7600? Anybody want to comment about Alberto getting the boot? And as I said before, I mean, when Bush says
that he's going to stand behind somebody. Yeah, he stands behind him, all right, and gets rid of him, basically. Or you could make the case that Gonzalez figured the heat was on and that he just was not going to deal with it anymore and that he wanted out. Now we're going to have to see what the details tell us and what comes up and what doesn't come up as to whether, you know, Bush actually pushed him or he jumped. But one way or the other, they were going to close in on him. But he lasted a lot longer than most of us thought he would. Going back to memory, the only person I know of that we've had on this show who said that Gonzalez would not leave was Rich Masters. Myself, Christy Harvey, we thought Alberto was out months ago. And it didn't turn out that way. The guy has hung in until today. Well, actually, he turned his resignation in on Friday. But he's out of the picture as of now. So that's one of the things that's going on here this morning. All right. I don't know. Is there anything more to comment about this guy? Is there anything more to say? Is there anything more? Do any of you have anything more to say about this on a Monday? Because if you don't, I'm going to move on to something else. We got the news to you. We got it out. I'm not going to sit here and work this as a topic. Because I don't know of any pros or cons to this. I don't know that anybody, Democratic or Republican, or in the middle, or any other orientation, is going to miss this guy. And I can't believe any of you thought he was a good attorney general. I don't think anybody would think that he was. Anybody? Bueller? I don't think we'll get anybody to step up to the plate. I'd be interested. I'd be interested to see if there was one person there that would step up. But I don't think that this early in the morning at 6:17, 17 minutes after 6, anybody's going to step up. Anybody's going to say anything. You think anybody's going to say anything, John? I think everybody thought he should go.
Yeah, I think everybody thinks that he was a pretty bad attorney general. And it's just funny with Rove and now Gonzalez, everybody's stepping away from Bush. It's kind of strange.
Well, is this another example of rats jumping off the ship?
That's what it looks like to me.
Or was Fredo, was Alberto, was he pushed? It'll be interesting to see what reason he gives for leaving. But he wants to spend more time with his family. Could that be it? Could that be the reason? I don't think so. All right, 6:18, 18 minutes after 6. So now you got the news that Alberto Gonzalez has resigned. Fredo is history. So that makes Rumsfeld, Rove, and Fredo out the door. All right. We'll see how this develops later on in the morning. Meanwhile, I got an incredible. I don't know if it's incredible. It's not really an I shouldn't say incredible. But I have kind of an interesting little audio soundbite of Rush Limbaugh. New people. And I want to see what you think about this, because this seems to be the latest line of attack now for those of us who feel we should.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Front Range Preventive Imaging. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms such as chest pain? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have the technology that could help save the life of someone close to you. The EBT scanner is a non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. The scan itself only takes 10 short minutes, providing Front Range Imaging with a powerful tool in detecting future health issues. Call to set up an appointment for yourself or for someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. That's frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. And tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Olive is a yellow lab, 6 years old, full of energy still. But, oh, man, Olive was suffering, to use a word, like a dog. She was itching, scratching, licking 24 hours a day. She was shedding all the time. It drove my wife crazy because she had to vacuum the house a couple times a day. So I'm going up the expressway. The radio commercial comes on.
Hair just started falling off. He had the bloody hot spot, a really, really bad shedding problem.
And I almost drove off the road because I thought this person was living with my dog, Olive. And I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out this product called Dynavite. Go to Dynavite.com, D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com. So we started Olive on the Dynavite. In about 6 weeks, she almost has entirely stopped itching, scratching, stopped licking herself. Most of the hair has grown back on her belly. Unexpectedly, her coat has become smooth and shiny like it was when she was a newborn pup. Olive is happy, and my wife is probably the happiest because the house is cleaner. DINOVITE.com, 859-428-1000.
SUVs in Colorado, they have got everything you possibly can think of, over 700 vehicles on that lot. They're open Labor Day. They're working just like we are. And they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. They have their matching down incentive. They've got numerous ways to finance and great prices. You can check out their inventory at RockiesAutos.com on the internets, or get out there and see my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Freddie Labrato, any of the good people out of Rockies. And they're open, as I said, tonight until 9. So get out there and save yourself some bucks. See Rockies first, then, you know, give the others a shot. But it's worth your bank account, and it's worth your time to head out to Rockies first. Rockies, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Anne, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Now available at Albertsons. Or to try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 weeks, call 1-800-500-1082. That's 1-800-500-1082. 1-800-500-1082.
Live, local, and progressive.
The J. Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
We always play like a little extra music on Monday morning. You know? What the hell?
Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this?
Are you ready for this?
Hanging on the edge of your seat.
Yeah. 6:23 minutes after 6. Chance thunderstorm high today, 89. Not purely politics, but passion-driven radio at its finest. J. Marvin here on AM 760. Progressive traffic. Progressive traffic. All right, I don't know how to deal with this one. I don't really know how to deal with this. I had a guy hit me with this last week. Then it's funny. You know, it's really funny that when I get guys who call up, and it's mostly men, it's never women, but when I get guys who call up, and they'll hit me with this kind of logic attacking me and attacking people who basically just disagree with the administration. Now, notice how I didn't say people who are left of center, because I think there's a lot of folks out there. And I consider myself to be a mainstream American. I don't consider myself to be a lefty, any of those labels. I don't know how you feel about this. I don't know where you consider yourself to be. But I don't feel like I'm that. I feel like
And I feel like a lot of us, we're mainstream Americans. You go look at the polls, and you'll see that most everything you talk about, most people, I mean, there are a lot of people out there that agree. There's that small faction of people who don't. But I think even if you don't agree with, I mean, even if you support the status quo, even if you support the administration, you got to at least, I think, question what's going on. And you got to question it no matter who does it. So what I'm getting to here is I keep getting hit with these lines, and then these lines always trace back to talking points that come out of the conservative talking head media. And I don't even want to characterize those guys as conservative. I just want to characterize them as water carriers or unabashed supporters, because these labels are all, what do they mean? And they're usually used, these labels, as points to control people. Oh, you fit into this category and you fit into that category. All right. So anyway, so I get hit with this. And I thought I gave this guy a pretty good answer. But now I find out where this is coming from. Okay, here's Rush Limbaugh. And this is, well, I'll leave it up to you to judge whether you think this is a race-baiting rant or not.
Well, I've been listening to you for a couple of years now, and I think I'm getting brighter, but there's a lot to be learned, I know, and I am no expert in foreign affairs. But what really confuses me about the liberals is the hypocrisy when they talk about how we have no reason to be in Iraq and helping those people, but yet everybody wants us to go to Darfur. I mean, aren't we going to end up in a quagmire there? I mean, isn't it? I don't understand. Can you enlighten me on this?
Yeah, this is, you're not going to believe this, but it's very simple. And the sooner you believe it, and the sooner you let this truth permeate the boundaries you have that tell you this is just simply not possible, the better you will understand Democrats and everything. You are right. They want to get us out of Iraq, but they can't wait to get us into Darfur. There are two reasons. What color is the skin of the people in Darfur?
Yeah.
It's black. And who do the Democrats really need to keep voting for them? If they lose a significant percentage of this voting block, they're in trouble.
Yes, the black population.
Right. So you go into Darfur, and you go into South Africa. You get rid of the white government there. You put sanctions on them. You stand behind Nelson Mandela, who was bankrolled by communists for a time, had the support of certain communist leaders. You go to Ethiopia. You do the same thing.
I can't believe it's really that simple.
See, I knew you couldn't believe it. Here's one that's even going to be harder to believe, and it is even more truthful. Could you tell me what vital national interest, Jody, is at stake in Darfur?
I don't know.
Nothing. Zilch, zero, nada. Darfur is not attacking us. Darfur has not said they want to attack us. They will, same thing, Clinton sent the U.S. military off to Bosnia.
Mm-hmm.
No U.S. national interest at stake there. The liberals will use the military as a Meals on Wheels program. They'll send them out to help with tsunami victims. But you put the military, you put the military in a position of defending U.S. national interest, and that's when Democrats and liberals pose it. And
terrorists have attacked us, and our oil supply comes from, you know, Iraq and Iran and the Middle East, and yet that's not worth defending.
Exactly right. You've got it. You've got it. Now you just have to believe your own instincts from here on out.
Stop laughing. Really, stop laughing. Now, do you ever wonder why people who listen to him and listen to all of that, do you ever wonder why they do what they do? Well, there you go. That's why when they call here, they always start with you liberals. And Limbaugh can't even pronounce the place. It's Darfur, I believe. But think about what he just said there. Well, going into Darfur for humanitarian reasons would be wrong. But Didn't the administration, and didn't Mr. Limbaugh and the rest, don't they cite that same reasoning for being in Iraq after we couldn't find weapons of mass destruction? Didn't they get on and say exactly the same thing? Plus, there's a lot of us out here who are not calling for the United States to go into Darfur, but we'd like to see an international group go in there because you've got questions of genocide going on there. Now, do you allow genocide on a mass degree to happen, or do you stand back and do nothing about it? Then I suppose those who supported going into Iraq will come forward and say, yes, but there was genocide there. Well, there was killing there. There's no question. And there was suppression of human rights there. There's no question. But there's suppression of human rights and jailing of people and killing going on in a lot of places. And a lot of these countries are our allies, like Egypt, Saudi Arabia, just to name two, pluck two right out of the hat right there. So, you know, Limbaugh's whole point here is about the Democratic Party and about black voters and about African Americans, and it's like, come on. come on. I mean, does anybody really buy any of this? And I guess there are people who do. I guess there are people who buy this stuff. Do you know something that's really the harsh truth? Really the harsh truth is, that's harsh truth nobody wants to buy. I'm talking left, right, middle, anywhere else on the political spectrum. Nobody wants to buy this. And I find this really, really hard to say. I find it only hard to say because I like cars. But the real fact is, until we get off fossil fuel, until we stop needing oil, every place we shouldn't be is going to be in our national interest. And just think, if we didn't need any of it, what would we care what any of those folks did? So in that sense, I agree with Limbaugh. You could make that case. We won't go to Darfur unless they discover oil next week. But this coming from a man and from a lot of people who believe, as he does, that we got involved in Iraq for humanitarian reasons after we could not find weapons of mass destruction, and the whole idea that, what do you do about mass genocide that's going on in a country? Do you get involved or do you stay there and do nothing? I believe you get involved, but I believe you do it with a partnership with the rest of the world. You don't do it unilaterally by yourself. All right. And this is not the first race-based thing that Limbaugh has done. Now, anybody want to comment on this? And if you didn't hear the whole thing, I'll play it again. It's highly amusing. It's entertaining. It's kind of sad. 303-713-7600. I realize it's hard to get off your half moons on a Monday morning and to get motivated to get involved with this show, but I would really like to hear your comments about Limbaugh's statement. And, hey, as I always say, if you consider yourself to be a Limbaugh supporter or you consider yourself to be conservative, by all means, phone in. I'd love to hear your logic. Your telephone is a microphone on the Marvin program. 303-713-7600, 633, 33 minutes after the hour. Let's check traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Absolutely nothing to slow you down right now through the metro area. We've got normal speeds on I-25 between the Tech Center downtown. 225 getting a little busy now around Parker, either direction. And we do have a couple of issues outside the city. Eastbound I-70 at Lookout Mountain in the high country have a semi-leaking fuel and activity, a crash, I-25 at Greenland Road down south. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly cloudy afternoon with a 40% chance of thunderstorms, high of 88. Currently, clear and 63. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
WAMU is currently running a special on an 8-month CD with add-on feature that lets you add money into the account anytime you want.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to drain the nation's spending power.
Can it be stopped?
Luckily, overpriced auto insurance is no match for Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance can save you hundreds.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from draining your spending power.
Join the fight to save yourself hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
You've got to check this out. The amazing Labor Day Serta mattress event is going on this Thursday through Monday at Sam's Club. Experience super Serta savings on all mattresses all weekend long and only at Sam's Club. See details in Thursday's newspaper or go to samsclub.com. You'll save money and sleep easier.
Try a Serta mattress with a comfort test demonstration at Sam's Club, Saturday through Monday only.
A huge milestone is about to be accomplished by Larry H. Miller, the 1 millionth car sold. Enter the Drive to a Million sweepstakes for your chance to win tons of prizes, including Honda personal watercraft, Nintendo Wii consoles, home theater systems, and $1 million. Visit any Larry H. Miller dealership or go online at LHM.com to enter. The Larry H. Miller Drive to a Million sweepstakes. A million cars, a million prizes.
Lazy? Well, if you have a credit card and are barely making the minimum payment, that's exactly what you're doing. If you want to get out of debt, you need to call Genesis Financial today for free information. 1-800-900-6607. Genesis Financial works directly with you and your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. For your free information, call 1-800-900-6607. 1-800-900-6607.
You know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-900-1785. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-900-1785. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-900-1785.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
They want to get us out of Iraq, but they can't wait to get us into Darfur. There
right.
are two reasons. What color is the skin of the people in Darfur?
Yeah.
It's black. And who do the Democrats really need to keep voting for them? If they lose a significant percentage of this voting bloc, they're in trouble.
What is it with this guy and color? I mean, do you sit around all day going, well, get into Darfur, those people are black, and we need black votes. 6:37, 37 minutes after 6 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Chance Thunderstorms, high of 89, 303-713-7600. If you haven't heard the news, Alberto Gonzalez has resigned, and there are rumors that Michael Chertoff will take his place. We'll talk more about that. Coming up after 7 o'clock. Right now, asking you about Limbaugh's position. I should laugh. Because they're like, I should laugh. I don't know. Don in Denver. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. How about you?
I'm good. Hey, listen, I think you bring up excellent points. But the thing that Limbaugh is ignoring is that, they're black people in Sudan, and maybe the Democrats do need black votes. But more fundamentally, race is always an issue in American politics. Look at the Southern strategy that has delivered a traditional region of the country that was Democrat to the Republicans. If the Republicans didn't use race, the South would still be voting Democratic.
Well, Limbaugh's continuing that by going to his 99.99% white audience and, you know, making comments that, those guys are pandering to black voters. And it's like, come on.
Yeah, he's full of it. But on the other point, in Darfur, there is a significant national interest. Darfur is sitting on millions of gallons of oil. That's why China is the number one investor in Darfur.
Yeah, they are. They're investing big money.
I mean, it's as plain as the nose on your face. In fact, most of the countries, the top three nations who are investing in Darfur, are countries that are probably save China, because the United States needs China, countries that the United States wouldn't spit on if they were on fire, period. They are enemies of the United States. I think Iran, for example, invests heavily in Darfur. So, you know, Limbaugh can't have it both ways, and he needs to be challenged in the most basic way. A, there's genocide going on. It doesn't matter if these folks are black or white. There's genocide. People are dying for no reason. B, there is a significant economic issue, and the United States does have, I mean, the United States policy is it doesn't have permanent friends. It has permanent interests.
Yeah, I think those are both great points. Don, thanks, man. Great call.
Bye.
All right. Well, he makes a good point there. Tom in Loveland. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Tom, you there?
Yeah, I am.
Sure. Go ahead, man.
Hey, I really appreciate you on the radio for Northern Colorado. We really need to activate some more progressives up here, so thanks very much.
Well, we're trying.
Hey, that comment by Limbaugh, that's typical Limbaugh. And, you know, the guy's a sick man. And he has one brainwashed idea about the whole thing. And that's where he's coming from. So I don't think he has a clear picture of it at all.
He certainly really hung up on African Americans. I mean, he's hung up on Barack Obama. He's hung up on all constantly injecting color into that, in things. And I'm not saying we shouldn't discuss race. I mean, I do my share of it, but like, what? We're gonna shape American policy based on the fact that the people in Darfur are African American? Listen, if anybody is guilty of shaping American policy based on people's ethnicity and their belief system, this administration, previous public Republican administrations and Democratic administrations are guilty of putting together and supporting a stupid, unworkable position on Cuba, and they do it because of the Cuban exiles.
No doubt, and it continues administration after administration. So somewhere along the line, it's got to stop, and hopefully Obama may be a great way to go.
Well, somebody's got to stop it, but this whole thing does not revolve around color. I don't understand. Yes, I do. I understand where he's coming from. It's amazing that there are people out there who buy that. Isn't
it? It seems to be nearly 50% of the country, and, you know, it's very prevalent in northern Colorado here, elsewhere in the country, or else we wouldn't have leaders at the helm like that.
Well, hopefully things are changing. I mean, most of the polls show that people like Mr. Limbaugh and others are not in the mainstream. But you're right, there are people out there. I was marveling yesterday to Mary. We were driving in the car. How embarrassed would you be at this point to leave your Bush and 04 sticker on your car? I mean, what does that say about you? Seriously, I don't care if you're a Republican. What does it say about you?
You wouldn't believe it. You see it up here in northern Colorado a lot, and they, you know, they're still flying the bumper stickers.
Yeah. So do you shake your head or do you laugh?
Oh, I'm amazed.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering what are they thinking?
Yeah, I am,
you know,
too.
Look at the evidence. The evidence is there right in front of us year after year of what a failure this is.
Yeah, I agree. Tom, thanks, man.
Thank you, and thanks for all your hard work.
Oh, you got it, man. Thanks for being out there. All right, 303-713-7600. We'll talk about Alberto Gonzalez resigning coming up after the top of the hour. Right now we're talking about Mr. Limbaugh's race-based comments attacking Mandela, claims Democrats' concern over Darfur, genocide, and apartheid is merely a ploy to keep black voting bloc. Oh, okay. So we thought things were wrong in South Africa because we wanted to court black voters. This guy is tragic. Just tragic. Brecken and Golden. Brecken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
This is Brecken. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm great. Hey, I wanted to make a comment about what Limbaugh stated, that Darfur didn't attack us, you know, inferring that Iraq did.
Oh, naturally. Right.
I'm so tired of that. It's like people wake up. He is so illogical. And he doesn't even warrant listening to, but, you know, like you said, he's got thousands of people that listen to him every day and buy everything he said as being the truth. And it's really sad.
Doesn't it absolutely amaze you?
Oh, it stuns me. I'm in education, and it stuns me.
I met a very, very smart, very, very capable woman over the weekend. Very nice person. You know, very nice. But she did not want to discuss politics with me, which is okay. That's fine. However, she did admit to me that she watches Fox News, and I started to tell her, well, and I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. It's yeah. Like, come on. What, you can't see what they're about?
I know. My mother watches it religiously, and I can't get her to stop. And I said, you know, if you want to watch it, that's fine. I said, but watch some other things, too. Or read, you know, and she's got, you know, that one-track thinking. And it's really sad because so many Americans, and you did say something about African Americans in Darfur, but they're Sudanese, right?
Right, they are Sudanese. But the
anyway, the
voting bloc here would be African American.
Yes, yes. As if that type of relief to those people in that country, that region of the world, would, you know, be the only thing that people look at when they're voting. I mean, that's not giving people very much credit.
Well,
for being
he doesn't.
Intelligent.
Well, of course,
he doesn't, because he's not intelligent himself. Anyway, I gotta go.
Thanks.
So have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Here's Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
I just want to back up one thing that the gal right before me just said. He did make a comment about Darfur had no thoughts about invading us, and actually neither did Iraq. So that argument is very hollow. And I think the bigger thing that bothers me is these are all these pseudo-Christians. You know, I go to church every week, but don't expect me to carry that over into my day-to-day. These are people that are being massacred. When did we lose our sense of responsibility for our fellow man? And it seems like the Democrats are the only ones that have that. The Republicans could care less.
I don't know. I think that's really a good question. I think it's a really good question. If we had more time, I'd bat that around about, well, what do you do when you know, when you look at another country and you know that there's mass genocide going on there? And I'm not talking about political killings. I'm talking about mass genocide, unmeasurable amounts of deaths. What do you do? Do you step in?
I think
you have
to step in.
But I think that's what the United Nations is for. I think you go to other countries, you don't do it unilaterally. You go to other countries and you try to get some kind of a peacekeeping mission going so that everybody shares the burden. And if they don't want to share the burden, then you morally call them out for it, don't you?
I agree with you completely, but I think we are, quote unquote, the world superpower. I think we have to start that process. I think we have to say, look, ladies and gentlemen of the rest of the world, this can't go on. This is wrong. This is criminal. We need to get in there and stop this. Come and walk with us or march with us, and let's put an end to this. And that's what I always feel like we are supposed to be doing, setting the bar a little bit higher, setting a better standard. And under this administration, dear God Almighty, I mean, we are muckrakers, thieves, liars. I mean, we have been, to quote you, debased. And it just makes me sick.
Well, we've been debased because we've allowed ourselves to be debased. And we need to just stand up and go, look, you know what? Liberal, progressive, whatever it is, those labels and all of that stuff doesn't count. Here's what counts. We are mainstream Americans. We love our country, and we want to do the things that are right, not wrong. And that there are workable solutions to all problems if people are willing to come together, compromise, give as well as they get, and settle things. Or what we can do is we can continue to run on the same course we have been running on where we are bitterly divided, bitterly opposed, and you hear rhetoric like comes from Mr. Limbaugh. Those liberals, you know, knock that crap off.
I had a wonderful experience last evening, and I'm going to share it with you really quickly. My younger daughter is a born-again Christian, and she believes very deeply in her faith, which makes me quite happy. But she's also not a very political person. We started chatting over dinner about the various candidates, and I told her, you need to look, you need to learn, you need to understand the issues and the people, and this went on. And P.S., she walked out of my house with three issues of The Nation magazine to read.
Yeah.
And she said, well, is this all about progressives? I said, no, but it gives you good thoughts, and the articles are very good, and I think it's worth it for you to read this. So I was pleased. I thought, oh, my God, finally, you know, she's thinking beyond Christian equates with Republican equates with good.
Yeah.
And I was tickled to death.
Most Christians are good people.
Thank you. I think I am.
Yeah, no. I think they are. I think people who believe in Christianity are good people. I think it's the narrow majority that cause us trouble. Pat, thanks.
Bye, Jake.
All right. All right, Alberto Gonzalez is going to hold a news conference at 10:30 Eastern time. What time is that, John? What time is that our time? 10:30 is what time our time? 8:30? We'll see if we can get that somehow. See if we can cover that somehow and put it on. And we'll talk about Alberto Gonzalez resigning. The rumor now is that Chertoff is going to take his place. And that rumor started last week, too, by the way. And we'll continue about Limbaugh and his race-based comments about... We're just courting black voters. Yeah, okay. You're right. Actually, you're right, LaRush. I sit around every day and I fantasize. Let me see. What African country can we get involved in that will draw us black voters? How about you choose your political party and you vote because of what's right or what's wrong, not by the color of people's skin? 6:51, 51 minutes after the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Say heavier traffic now on westbound I-76 between 74th and 270. No surprises there. Have the usual delays as well along eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City and I-25 if you're trying to make your way into downtown. It's pretty busy now, 38th to Spear. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly cloudy afternoon with a 40% chance of thunderstorms. I have 88. Tonight, evening storms continue with a low of 59. And currently, there in 63. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Here in Denver, there are lots of Tex-Mex places, but only one Mountain Mex restaurant, Hacienda Colorado. It's south of the border in a mile-high mood. It's Mexican food with altitude. That's Mountain Mex, only at Hacienda Colorado.
Randy Rhodes.
The National Intelligence Estimate, the whole beginning of it is, you know, who we are, what we do, how we did it. And you know what? Osama bin Laden is still the problem. Go. Go get him.
Catch Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Call now to try your demo of IQ absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent, but if your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor, and you could be making one of 8 costly investment mistakes right now. That's why Fisher Investments is offering a free special report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours absolutely free at 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842.
6:53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. Let me give you one of the biggest misconceptions that's out there. It's about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like a lot of misconceptions, it's just not true. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways, dollar off sales, all kinds of come-ons. Find out the truth. for yourself. Call today, set up a consultation, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001 now, with an office open in Loveland. Or if you want to just find out more about Icon LASIK, visit Icon online at icondenver.com.
Mortgage rates are starting to climb, so now is the time to refinance at LendingTree before rates go even higher. Choose from up to four offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Want a tip on how to stretch your back-to-school budget? Shop Walmart. Get kids' basic apparel, tees, shorts, and underwear for $5 or less. Even girls' George polos and pants are only $5. Basically, Walmart means saving for back-to-school.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 55 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Big news here this morning is that Alberto Gonzalez has resigned as Attorney General. He handed his resignation in to the president by phone on Friday. He's supposed to hold a news conference this morning at 10:30 Eastern. That's 8:30 our time. We'll see if we can get it for you. And the rumor in the mill is that Chertoff is going to Michael Chertoff, head of Homeland Security, Judge Michael Chertoff, I might add, is going to take Alberto Gonzalez's place. So we'll have to see what happens. And then you got to sit around and you got to figure, all right, why is Fredo out? Did he honestly think, well, I've had enough, and this is the end? Or was he pushed out, and we're not getting the whole story? And once again, as I said earlier when this story first broke, it kind of fits the same pattern that goes on all the time where the administration says, oh, yeah, you know, I'm solidly behind somebody. And then all of a sudden, bang, they're gone. So if you're in the administration and somebody in the administration says, well, listen, we're solidly behind you. maybe I'll start exploring your other options, because your time may be coming. Because that's happened to Donald Rumsfeld, that's happened to Karl Rove, and now it's happened to Alberto Gonzalez. And this begs a couple of questions about Gonzalez. Number one, did this come from him? Number two, did he, or was he pushed? And number three, he still got, and we've still got this whole Alberto Gonzalez gate thing going on, in which the White House has been dragging its feet, has been stonewalling, has been really not very forthcoming in the firing situation with these attorneys. And what you get, once again, from people who believe that there is nothing there, and it harks back to, boy, it reminds me of Richard Nixon, if you're old enough to remember that. Well, there's nothing there, blah, 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 on and on. Like, all of a sudden, like, oh, okay, we're not supposed to look into anything, and we're making a big to-do about nothing. But yet then those same people are not prepared to explain to you why it is we made a big to-do about Bill Clinton's sex life and why that went on. So this also brings up the question now that Alberto Gonzalez is going to leave, is that the end of it? Or should the Senate, should Patrick Leahy, should Arlen Specter, who is a Republican, should they continue to keep investigating this guy and trying to get down to the bottom of what happened with those attorneys? We'll talk more about it coming up in the next hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Trouble sleeping and tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work? Are you afraid to resort to prescription sleeping pills with potential negative side effects?
If I were to tell you that there's now an effective new breakthrough called RestAid that'll help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night without side effects, you'd probably be skeptical. So we'll prove it by giving you a free trial of RestAid. See for yourself how its all-natural formula has the perfect combination of powerful ingredients proven to promote deep, restful sleep without the harmful side effects of prescription medications. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-6706. With RestAid, you'll fall asleep fast. Most RestAid users fall asleep in the first 15 to 30 minutes. You'll sleep deeply through the night and wake up refreshed with more energy and mental focus. Try it risk-free today. If you're still skeptical, call now for your free trial of RestAid at 1-800-500-6706. That's 1-800-500-6706. 1-800-500-6706.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Howard Arenstein in Washington. He's out. A senior administration official tells CBS News that Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez will announce his resignation in 90 minutes at the Justice Department. Democrats on Capitol Hill have almost uniformly been calling for his resignation for months. President Bush will speak in Texas about his old friend before leaving for a political trip today. Law professor Jonathan Turley at George Washington University.
Alberto Gonzalez tended to treat the law like it was just a means to an end rather than the end itself. I mean, the law was supposed to be, for an attorney general, the goal.
We're live now with legal analyst Andrew Cohen. Andrew, why was he so controversial?
Well, for many reasons. The Justice Department did not respond well to Hurricane Katrina or to the U.S. attorney scandal or really in preventing major crime in big cities or in pushing for a coherent plan on the war on terror. So you combine that with a lack of credibility on Capitol Hill and you get this resignation. Now with more CBS News, here is Frank Settapani.
Suspended Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick will stand before a Virginia judge 90 minutes from now and plead guilty to federal dogfighting charges. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Cleveland says Vick is likely to throw himself at the mercy of the court with an apology and a promise.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm going to change my life. I'm going to make this up to you. It's going to be a new life.
Prosecutors are asking for a year or more of prison time. Nature has been unkind to much of the country. Major wildfires raging in Idaho, California, northern Michigan. Northwood, North Dakota is recovering from a tornado.
My two boys and my wife and I were huddled up in a corner in the basement and all of our ears popped.
Police Chief Ed Prosser says he's never seen anything like it. Almost 90% of the city suffered some sort of damage.
A lot of people lost, you know, the roofs, and it's going to be a major cleanup here.
That tornado killed one man, injured 17 other people. More than 40 major wildfires burning across Greece for the past 4 days have claimed at least 61 lives. Reporter Joanne Kakissis says authorities suspect some of those fires may have been set.
We're looking to see if the gas canisters were set off, if explosive devices were set off. And they have found canisters and some explosive devices in areas around Athens, which is why so many people are concerned.
Homicide police in Jonestown, Texas, about 15 miles from Austin, say they found four bodies in an upscale home last night. No word on how the victims died. Published reports say Home Depot has been forced to accept close to $2 billion less for the sale of its wholesale distribution business to private investors. That reflects how tight credit markets have gotten because of losses on bad mortgage loans.
Time to make the zone.
Before long, when it's time to make the donuts, Dunkin' Donuts won't be frying with artery-clogging trans fats. The chain says it's going to be virtually trans fat-free by mid-October. 400 outlets that took part in a four-month test of a new blend of oils have already made the switch. S&P futures are down 4 points. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, no, are you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob, Bob, Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Hey, Mr. Opportunity again. And if you're hearing my voice, that can mean only one thing. It's Honda clearance time. So, say it with me. Lucky you, because that means it's your chance to pick an Accord, a Civic, an Odyssey, or any other Honda you want for a deal that's very sweet. And even though this is summertime, you might want to put a little spring in your step because I don't hang around forever. Hey, it's your money. I'm just trying to save you some of it. The 2007 Honda clearance. I'm Mr. Opportunity. I'm back. And I'm knocking. Clearance ends September 3rd.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. An autopsy this week could offer more clues into the death of a missing Craig woman found buried in a gold mine operated by her husband. Police say the body of 36-year-old Cynthia Hankins was found Saturday. Her 70-year-old husband, Terry, has been arrested on charges of murder. One. Members of the New Life Church in Colorado Springs set to vote today on their new pastor. The church's pastoral selection committee has recommended that Brady Boyd take the position once held by church founder Ted Haggard, who resigned in disgrace last year after admitting to an affair with a gay hooker. A natural resources conservation official says the state has a 10% chance of reaching its average snowpack next year. And another early snow melt is likely, but he says good news is water storage this year is at 99% of the statewide average. And Vincent Don Vito Margera of TV's La Viva La Bomb Bomb is scheduled to go on trial today in Jeffco on charges of sexual assault on a child. He's pleaded not guilty. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Down, but we were still dealing with some crash activity south of Denver, I-25, right around Greenland Road. Otherwise, we've had a great drive around the metro area. No major issues. Speeds in the teens, though, southbound 25 between 104th and 84th, and it's still pretty sluggish on eastbound 270 through Commerce City. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect mostly cloudy skies by this afternoon with a 40% chance of thunderstorms and a high of 88. Currently clear and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a brand new Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your 07 Focus or Ranger today for just $99.88 only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
If you're like most people on the road, you make frequent short trips and drive in stop-and-go traffic. That means you're destroying your motor oil. AutoZone wants to remind you to change your oil every 3,000 miles. So now, for a limited time at AutoZone, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram oil filter for just $12.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Protect your car. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone. This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Bet you thought I wasn't here, but I am. We just never get enough of that song. I'd like to play the whole thing. One of these days. All right, here's the latest if you're just getting up this morning. Alberto Gonzalez, the Attorney General of the United States, has resigned. And the rumor is that Judge Michael Chertoff is going to take his place. Now, this rumor was going around last week, but a lot of people, including myself, didn't pay much attention to it. Now, as you know, Gonzalez has been under a considerable amount of scrutiny, and they've been pretty much on his case over the firing of the federal prosecutors, of the attorneys, and Patrick Leahy and Arlen Specter and the Judiciary Committee have been looking into it, and the White House has not exactly been very, very cooperative. But I got three questions to ask you on this topic here on this Monday morning. Okay, and they always say that asking more than one question is dangerous because you're trying to listen to me, but you're also doing other things. I realize that. But I think these are three important questions to ask. Two of the questions just basically have to do with what your gut instinct tells you. There's no right or wrong on this. Okay, do you believe Alberto Gonzalez was pushed? Or do you think he did it voluntarily, as they claim, on Friday on the phone to the president? Was he shoved out the door? Or did he voluntarily say, look, I've had enough? So actually, there's only two questions. That's the first one. And okay, here's the second one. Should the Senate Judiciary Committee continue to keep investigating Gonzales and continue to keep investigating the White House, the Justice Department attorney firings, even though Gonzales is going out the door? 303-713-7600. Now, what do you think about this? Should they continue? And here's the thing. Investigations are looked at, are played in a negative light to the public. You know this is true. Well, they get into office, all they're going to do is investigate. I mean, that's what's played to the American public, that investigations are wrong. Okay, why are they wrong? What is oversight? Oversight is investigation, right? I mean, who cares who's being investigated? And I sincerely mean that. I mean, Whitewater turned out to be nothing. And then we had Bill Clinton's sex life. You've had all kinds of numerous investigations over the years into numerous things. And in the end, basically, all critics can really complain about is the spending of money. Or the second biggest complaint would be, well, they spend so much time investigating, they just don't get anything done. But seriously, whether you're Republican, Democratic, or you're in the middle, wherever you stand, or if you're like me, mainstream American, don't you want them to do this? Don't you want them to investigate? Don't you want some kind of oversight? Okay, even if it turns out to be a wild goose chase, wouldn't it be better to do that than have no oversight at all and allow anybody to get away with anything they wanted to? And so somehow this is parlayed into like, well, the public won't accept it because it's a wild goose chase. Well, I don't know. I mean, that's what I think they're supposed to do. And then if it is a wild goose chase and it turns out that they get Zippo or Nada, then we as voters are allowed to turn around and we're allowed to punish them, right? We're allowed to go after them. We're allowed to say, hey, look what you did. You spent X amount of dollars, and you came up with bupkis. So now we're on your case, and we're angry about it. But what happens if they come across with something? What happens if they find something? Doesn't that put that in a whole different ballgame? So I wanted to get that whole thing in here about investigation, because that's always used by critics of whatever administration is sitting. This whole thing about investigation. But the whole thing about Gonzales going, about Fredo taking the dive, did he do it voluntarily or was he pushed? And should they continue to keep investigating him and try to get to the bottom of this whole attorney general firing? And by the way, if he perjured himself, which some claim that he has, and it seems to me that he did, because if you tell two different stories under oath, that's perjury, right? All right, if he perjured himself, then because he's resigning, do we let him off the hook and we let him go, or do we go after him? Do we go after him for it? And please don't call me and say, well, listen, you didn't have the same standards towards Clinton. Oh, I most certainly did. I mean, you perjure yourself. Perjury is wrong. And I don't care who does it, and I don't care what political party. Which, by the way, speaking of political parties, I intend today, if I can possibly find time, to go to the Registrar of Voters, and I'm going to switch to independent. I'm going to leave the Democratic Party. All right, 303-713-7600. Let's start with Holly in Fort Collins. Holly, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
On this Alberto Gonzales thing, and also with Roe, are you aware of that case down in Alabama where they had this egregious prosecution of this Democrat? I think he was a congressman. Pull a transcript because it was late and I was falling.
Yeah, I am familiar with it.
Okay, something like 40 U.S. Attorney Generals or a U.S. attorney's Republicans went to the Senate Judiciary Committee and asked them to investigate this because it is such an egregious prosecution, so political, and it leads right to Roe and Gonzalez. And that's one of the reasons why they wanted Roe's emails, is not so much about the eight attorneys that were let go, but about this case.
Well, I don't totally agree with that. I think they wanted the emails, too, though, about the eight attorneys. And I think that they wanted the emails because they found out that Karl Rove and they found out that others were not using Justice Department email servers, but that they were using the Republican National Headquarters email services. And if that proves out to be true, then what's going to end up happening is we're going to get a situation where not only are they guilty of political meddling in this, but also they could get nailed on the Hatch Act as well.
Yeah, exactly. But I think this case is going to be one of those tipping point cases.
Well, we'll see. We'll have to see what happens. Holly, thanks. I appreciate the call. All right, 7:15, 15 minutes after 7, we're going to break, and we're going to talk to U.S. Attorney Bud Cummings from Cummings, that's what I said, from Cummins, from Arkansas, who was booted to give Karl Rove's buddy a job. And he is one of those attorneys, one of those prosecuting attorneys that got booted out. We're going to talk to him about.
Hi, this is Michael Moore with an important message from Colorado's only single-payer advocacy group, Healthcare for All Colorado.
Join the revolution to provide affordable, high-quality health care for everyone. A Colorado single-payer system could save over $1 billion annually on health spending, cover virtually everyone, and improve wellness. Single-payer is a globally accepted health care financing principle. Our proposal is for public financing of privately provided health care. Let's end the crisis in health care access. Learn more and join the campaign at healthcareforallcolorado.org.
When a tree falls in the forest, it does make a sound. But less trees fall thanks to Esurance policyholders, thousands less. That's because Esurance customers don't have to use paper. They can get their auto insurance documents online. Esurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS movement for a climate in crisis. Find out how we can all work together to put climate change in reverse. Visit esurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
Bliss Be You. It's the Metaphysical Celebration Conscious Living Fair at the Denver Merchandise Mart this Friday through Sunday with free seminars, world-style gifts, holistic bodywork, clairvoyant readings, entertainment, and music. Don't miss keynote speaker Dick Sutphen, author of Soul Agreements. Friday night is Goddess Night Out, and all goddesses get $1 off the regular admission of $5. Be free, be fearless, be you at the Metaphysical Fair.
7:17, 17 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You're not going to go through winter again like you did last winter. You want an all-wheel drive vehicle. You want a four-wheel drive vehicle. You want a bargain. You want to deal with good people. You want to go to Rockies. Rockies Autos has the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Certainly do. And great ways to finance. Also, matching down incentive, which will save you money, and good people to deal with. I name them off all the time. People like Spanky Herrera, Tom and Marv Al Shearer, Colby Harris, Fred Labrato. List goes on and on and on of good folks out there. Plus, you can check out their inventory online on the internets at RockiesAutos.com. They're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., which means they're open tonight until 9. And if you're thinking 4x4, if you're thinking all-wheel drive, if you're thinking in that area, well, now is the time to get out to Rockies and save yourself some money and deal with people who are just marketably different than most people in the car business. Get out there and see Tom and Marvell Shearer, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Rockies Autos, they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. They're open tonight until 9. You come a little bit late, and hey, they'll take care of you. Things will be fine.
I was born for adventure.
I was born to lead.
I was born to help people.
I was born to be a National Guard soldier.
Because I'm a doer.
Because I want to serve.
Because I'm compassionate.
Whenever the call comes,
I'll be ready.
My unit responds and takes action.
The community can trust that we will be there to help.
No matter what the challenge is, we will bravely face it as National Guard soldiers.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask us about the job opportunities available in your state.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and the state.
Want to show your kids how smart you are? Go to Walmart for low back-to-school prices. Boys and girls, Faded Glory solid and striped tees are $3. Faded Glory polos are $4.50. Get kids' apparel for less than $5 only at Walmart.
Inspecting your brakes is a critical part of keeping your car safe. In recognition of Brake Safety Awareness Week, Just Brakes is offering free visual brake inspections. Come to Just Brakes from August 27th through September 1st and let our certified brake safety experts check your brakes for free. At Just Brakes, we really do care.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride. For the Buffs, join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 9th for the 5th annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer County and enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to am760.net.
Good morning, 7:19, 19 minutes after 7. A chance of thunderstorms, high today 89, AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're just joining the world here. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez has resigned. He's due to hold a news conference at about 8:30 this morning. The rumor is that former judge Michael Chertoff will take his place. Bud Cummins, the former U.S. Attorney for Eastern District of Arkansas, he was forced out of his position to make room for a protege of Karl Rove's. He's a staunch Republican who is vocal about his loyalty to the GOP causes and President Bush, and we're privileged to be able to talk to him this morning. And, Mr. Cummins, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. It's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's good to hear somebody with an Arkansas accent, considering most of a lot of my family is from Ball Knob and Searcy.
Yeah, my wife was up there this weekend.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so you wake up this morning, you find out that the man who is responsible for your firing has now quit himself. Your reaction to that?
Well, you know, this is, if it wasn't inevitable, it probably has become necessary for a change there. I think his credibility has been so injured that it really had become impossible practically for him to do the job, and it's an important job. And so I think he earned this in great part because of some of the things he said and did. He probably didn't earn all of it. You know, there's partisan politics at work, and there's probably been a lot of piling on. But clearly, he has done and said some things that made it very difficult for him to go forward.
Well, I consider myself to be partisan. I think we're all partisan in some way or another.
If we care.
Yeah, if we care. That's exactly right. You're right.
Anybody that doesn't care isn't partisan, but most people that pay attention and care, develop opinions, and become partisan.
Yeah, I think that's very, very. I think it's very, very true. Even though, as some of the topics vary, we have a tendency to shift sometimes from one side to the other. But in this case, just my observation of Alberto Gonzalez, it appears to me that the testimony he did give, the testimony that he's given, that man, if it wasn't perjury, it was close.
There have been times that I think that he's been very close. I mean, I think at times he's been speaking on subjects that he wasn't fully informed about, and I think at times he didn't fully understand what had happened or, you know, understand the important issues that were at stake. At times I think he was being intentionally deceptive. I really do, and I hate to say that. I don't think he's an evil man, and people got to remember this is a sad time. I mean, this poor guy has been out there. He's got a family. He's built a reputation over years, and it's got a great personal story, and he has really been beat up. I mean, most people could not take what he's taken. I said not long ago on a television show, it reminds me of a boxing match where a guy can't keep his hands up anymore, but nobody will throw in the towel. You know, it's just hard to watch. I just think it's been a series of misjudgments and probably, in his case, misplaced loyalty. I think the beginning of this was not his idea. He probably was not very engaged in what was going on. I think it was obviously being driven by the White House. And then he felt some obligation or was under direct orders, I don't know, to try and cover the White House tracks in this. And it would have been so much simpler to just say, you know, here's exactly what happened. It wasn't our brightest shining hour. We're going to fix this so we don't go about these personnel decisions in this way in the future, and it would have been a one-week story, but that's not the course they chose, and it really became a bad problem.
Why did they choose this course? What in the end has this gotten them? Nothing but more grief.
Horrible. it's been horrible. And, you know, you and I probably would not agree on what the right outcome of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act issues or the Guantanamo Bay issues or the torture memo issues. But these are all important issues, and they are legal, and there's important legal questions that need to be answered. And a president in a time of war when people are trying to kill you, that's trying to pursue a foreign intelligence surveillance program and trying to maintain enemy combatants and detain them and do things that need to be done. I don't think anybody disagrees that these things need to be done. It's just how to go about them and where are the lines drawn. He needs an attorney general with absolute total integrity and credibility to go to Congress and make the strongest case possible for a constitutional and legal plan. And so, you know, in this case, the attorney general has lost all that ability, and so it's not just on this. You know, this kind of, in some people I think would view the firing of a few U.S. attorneys as a very pedestrian and minor thing, and you know, it probably was. But the reasons they fired some of them were wrong. And then the greater sin was their willingness to throw some or all of us under the bus and try and slander our professional reputations to not talk about the reasons that they pick some of these people to be put on the list.
Yeah, I think it's really a good analysis on your part. I think that all of us agree that something needs to be done to protect the country. We may disagree on how to do that, but we all agree that it has to be done. So it seems to me that, once again, try hard enough, you can find some workable compromise in order to get it done. And then the other thing is, yeah, I get emails from people who will say to me, well, listen, these folks all serve at the president's discretion. Yeah, or pleasure.
There hasn't been much pleasure to this story, but that's the word.
Yeah, right, that's the word. And you have to agree with them that, yeah, that's true. But, first of all, most presidents do not do what went on here towards the middle or the end of their term. And number two, if that indeed is really the case, then why not just tell us that that's the case and not say something that when they go look into the written records, which everybody has to keep, on performances, it turns out to be exactly the opposite.
Right. And it's unprecedented. Nobody's tried to do what this administration tried to do as far as this kind of late in the game replacing their own U.S. attorneys, people they'd appointed for no reasons of misconduct or malfeasance. I mean, that's never been tried before. But there's no rule that says they couldn't do that. It would have, you know, fair play might have dictated that they'd have told us that we're serving on the front end that that was a possibility. But even without that, they were entitled to do this. And when I got the call and they told me they were going to do it, it hurt my feelings personally that they were willing to do it to me in light of the record and, you know, my loyal service and a great, you know, performance by my office and a lot of those 4 years. But I didn't question their ability to do it. And so as far as that goes, that was fine. It was just in some of the other cases, the reasons they select were improper reasons. And it's just like an employment case. You can fire an at-will employee for any reason, but not for an improper reason. You can't fire them because they're a Jew or they're a woman or they're black. And you can fire an U.S. attorney for any reason that's a political appointee, but you shouldn't fire him because he didn't run out and time a prosecution before an election to help the Republican Party or the Democrat Party. You shouldn't fire him because he prosecuted somebody in your party. And you shouldn't fire him because people had a perception that he wasn't going out and indicting people for voting fraud without any real information about whether he was doing his job or not in those areas. And so those are just some examples of things that you just shouldn't remove a U.S. attorney for. In fact, most prosecutors, federal prosecutors, or any prosecutors, expect to be insulated from that exact kind of political pressure. We know that we're going to ruffle feathers in certain prosecutions. We go out and prosecute a sitting governor, or maybe of our own party, or an important businessman or businesswoman. We know we might hit a lot of flack out in the public because those people are influential, and they're going to bring all those forces to bear against you. But we never think that the Department of Justice not going to have our back and insulate us from that pressure so we can do our job. And that was the real failure here by the Attorney General. He failed to recognize that duty to insulate his own prosecutors from that political pressure coming through the White House, and he's paid a price for it.
Mr. Cummins, thank you so much for joining us on late notice, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you. It really is, and hope to have you on again, and maybe talk just politics and some other things, not this. Thank you for your time this morning.
Anytime you're ready, and you can buy me a plane ticket. I love to visit that part of the country. I'll come sit right there in the studio with you.
Okay, man. Next time I'm in Arkansas, I'm going to look you up.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. There's Bud Cummins, former U.S. attorney for Eastern District of Arkansas, who was forced out to make room for a protege of Karl Rove's. He's at the heart of all of this. 7:29, 29 minutes after 7. Here's Gina Traffic. Oh, okay. Gina's not there.
I'm here.
Well, it's your turn.
Okay. Traffic so far looks good. We don't have any wrecks except for one off the highway, Mississippi in Monaco. It's a crash involving a pedestrian. We also have eastbound 6th Avenue. All of our eastbound routes sluggish right now, including the Boulder Turnpike at Federal and 6th Avenue at Sheridan. Weather outlook today, it'll be a cloudy afternoon with a 40% chance of thunderstorms and a high of 88. Currently clear in 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
There's still time to make summer memories at Elitch Gardens. Marvel at the new Cirque-style show by Lamos.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
The Orr Law Firm and Wellness Spa on 5th Avenue have in common? They're all members of the Blue List, AM 760's exclusive referral program featuring local progressive companies. The Blue List is easy to find. Just go to am760.net and you'll have access to all of AM 760's Blue List members. Where you spend your money is just as important as how you vote. Vote wisely and support the Blue List from Progressive Talk AM 760.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Call now to try your demo of IQ absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent, but if your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor, and you could be making one of 8 costly investment mistakes right now. That's why Fisher Investments is offering a free special report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours absolutely free at 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842.
Hey, everybody. We're here today to see which mom can make the coolest ready whip sensation. Mom 1 is creating a smiley face on a stack of pancakes. Mom 2 is drawing a heart on a bowl of strawberry ice cream. Excellent. And Mom 3 is doing a sculpture of her son skateboarding down a row of bananas. Cool. We have a winner. Ready Whip. Real cream, real fun.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
If you're like most people on the road, you make frequent short trips and drive in stop-and-go traffic. That means you're destroying your motor oil. AutoZone wants to remind you to change your oil every 3,000 miles. So now, for a limited time at AutoZone, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram oil filter for just $12.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Protect your car. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Ooh, nice and tasty. 33 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Good to have you on. Chance thunderstorms, high today 89. Boy, a couple of big stories this morning. Alberto Gonzalez has resigned. And the rumor is that it's Judge Michael Chertoff, but we'll have to see. That's who the Bush administration will go to. Also, Michael Vick has entered a guilty plea in a dogfighting case. He's supposed to formally do that at 10:30 this morning. He's facing 6 years in prison and a $350,000 fine. Also, Alberto Gonzalez is supposed to hold a news conference at 8:30 this morning. And we're going to do our best. John, aren't we going to do our best to try to get that, try to snatch that up and run it? Yeah, yeah, we'll have it. Because John has to do the complicated job of searching satellites high and low to snatch that out of the air and bring it directly in to your radio.
Let's carry the Fox anchored feed of the Gonzalez resignation.
Yeah, we'll put that on. Sure, why not? Fair and balanced, man. Come on. Oh, Lord. Well, listen, how could those, you know, if we did take it, I mean, what difference would it make? How could they interject into that and screw it up?
Well, I wonder what the spin is over there this morning.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm going to go to FoxNews.com right now.
You know what? I'll tell you what their spin will be. I'll tell you exactly what their spin will be. Their spin will be whatever reason Alberto Gonzalez gives for resigning. That will be their spin. And then it's up to us to sit back and think to ourselves, well, okay, do we accept what Alberto Gonzalez says for whatever the reason is that he's leaving? Or is there some other thing going on there in which he just couldn't hang on anymore, and that the White House figured, listen, let's get this baggage. Let's get this off the plate. I don't know. We're going to have to see how this plays out. You're going to have to decide what it is when it comes to this, what it is you accept, and what it is that you decide is the case. As I said to Bud Cummins here a few minutes ago, to me, Alberto Gonzalez came awful close to perjury, if he didn't perjure himself. Now, he's not been charged with it, but he certainly gave conflicting statements. And if I had had time to ask Mr. Cummins this, I would have. I would have said to him, well, listen, the White House, yes, the case that the president can do what he wants to do in regards to this, and that these U.S. attorneys, these prosecutors serve at the pleasure of the president, that's very, very true. However, this is unprecedented what has gone on here, and on top of that, Patrick Leahy, too, is it Patrick Leahy's come out with a statement? I thought I saw that he possibly come out with a statement, but what I was saying about the Arkansas, what I was going to ask Cummins was, I was going to say, okay, yeah, you're right about that. The president can do what he wants to do, but here's the key. Does he owe, and does the White House, and does the Justice Department, do they owe anything to the people of the Eastern District of Arkansas, where you worked as the U.S. attorney? And also, what do they owe you? And I think what they owe them, and I think what they owe the Eastern District is, and I think what they owe all the rest of us is they owe us one thing. I don't think this is too much to ask, although it seems to be impossible to get these days. And in the end, what we're ending up doing here, is we're doing all of ourselves a disfavor. It doesn't make any difference what your political orientation is. And the disfavor we're doing here is we're weakening our institutions of government by engaging in duplicitous actions. And what I mean by that is not telling the truth about why you decided to do something. And then, after you already say it, then the truth comes out later, and then people say, oh, well, okay, here's an example, once again, where, you know, they're lying to us. And so no wonder no one has any trust in the government. And the sad thing about this is that the trust transcends political parties, in that there are going, if there's a Democrat at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in 2008, 2009, and I believe that there will be, that you're still going to have a percentage of people out there who are still not going to believe anything that the government says or does. Whoever wins the presidential race, whoever wins the race here in Colorado for the Senate, whoever wins here in Colorado for congressional districts, they're going to have a very, very big job of trying to turn around public opinion. We almost need in this country inspired leadership to get us going. Inspired leadership of the kind that is charismatic, believable, that stands up, that says, we have a mission, and the mission is to restore people's faith and integrity in government, and to right the wrongs that have gone on. And those of us that are old enough to remember this, and I don't know how many of you that is, because I know Turk doesn't fit into this category. And if you're 30 years old, you don't. And if you're 20 years old, you don't. And you may barely remember, I think, if you're 40. But regardless of whether you believe that John F. Kennedy was a bad president or a good president, whether you ultimately thought that he was a good guy or a bad guy, and you look at the amount of screw-ups he had and also the amount of things that he did right, the one thing he was able to do, the one thing he was really able to do, he was able to stand up, he was able to present a new vision, and he was able to inspire people to carry out that vision. So everybody from A to Z was energized. Everybody was. And how long has it been since we've had that? How long has it been since we've had it? It's been a long time. And that's really sad. It's sad that it's been this long. All right, let's go to our senator from Colorado. Here's Senator Ken Salazar. And, Senator, I know it's a busy morning, and I appreciate you taking time out to be on the show.
Sir Jay, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
I'm on the way to Fort Collins. It's a wonderful, beautiful Rocky Mountain High day.
Yeah, let's hope it doesn't rain too much. Okay. You and I have had disagreements in the past, but I want to get your take on Alberto Gonzalez, a man who you know pretty well. You were once a prosecutor yourself. The fact that he's resigned this morning, or actually did it on Friday, but it's come out now. Your feelings about this?
You know, I think it's good news. I think it's time for the Department of Justice to have a fresh start. I think Alberto Gonzalez didn't live up to what anybody expected him to live up to. You know, I expected him to have been an attorney general with some backbone and having some independence. That didn't happen. And so several months ago, I called for his resignation. I personally told him he should resign. And today, it apparently is finally happening.
When you said to him that you thought he should resign, what was his reaction to you?
You know, he was very quiet, just said, you know, thank you for letting me know. That was the extent of his response.
Do you think that he did this because he felt it was time for him to go, or do you think, what do you think the reason is for him leaving?
Yeah, I think that there were really two things going on. One is there was mounting political pressure against him and against the administration, and you know, for sure he'd become a major liability among many of the liabilities that the Bush administration had. He had many liabilities against him, and I think he was becoming a major punching bag because of the problems that he brought upon himself and upon the Department of Justice. And so I think that was one reason. And I think the second reason is you know, this firing of the U.S. attorneys it gave to the Department of Justice a very, very dark stain. That is to say that the Department of Justice and the U.S. attorneys as prosecutors should be the lawmakers. We're a nation of laws. And what ended up happening, it's obvious now, is that the White House was influencing the appointment of these career prosecutors. And I think when we start allowing the enforcement of our laws and the selection of those who are enforcing our laws to be driven by a political agenda, that is just wrong. And so, you know, that was my one of the key reasons why I decided to call for his resignation some months ago.
You've been a prosecutor. You've been there. How much immense pressure is there on you politically when you do that job?
Yeah, I think there is a lot of pressure that people in high places and a lot of power will try to put on you to make prosecutorial decisions one way or the other, or to hire people based on some political partisan angle. The fact of the matter is that it is essential to our democracy and to make sure that we have confidence in our nation as a nation of laws and our judiciary, that we don't allow political influence to come in and to determine the outcome of decisions that are made by a prosecutor. And I think that's one of the great problems that Gonzalez had is that he allowed the White House to come in and essentially go around him and pick U.S. attorneys based on political motivation. And the other great problem, Jay, that he had, in my view, is he became a defender and I think an inventor of the expansive powers of the presidency. And the one thing that we know in this country that since the Revolutionary War and the end of the reign of King George, we don't want an imperious presidency. And I think that that's one of the ways in which the Bush administration has gone awry.
Yeah, I'd have to totally and completely agree with you. One last question here, because I know you're busy and I know you're headed to Fort Collins. What about Judge Michael Chertoff? How does that sit with you?
Yeah, I think we need to look at him, but also look at others. I don't know who the president is going to send up. I think it's going to depend largely on who he thinks he's going to be able to get confirmed. You know, I've worked with Mike Chertoff extensively on the immigration issues here in our country. And in that regard, I found him to be very smart and very thoughtful. You know, I've never evaluated him in the context of his potential for U.S. attorney. For U.S. Attorney General, but that's something that will happen here in the days ahead, and I'm sure that the White House is not only looking at him, but they're also looking at other names. One of the great concerns I believe the White House will have is how controversial is the confirmation process going to be, and so they're going to have to do a lot of work to try to get a new Attorney General confirmed at this stage of the game.
All right, I lied to you. I got one more question, then I will let you go. What happens now? Should Patrick Leahy, Senator Leahy and Arlen Specter, Senator Specter, should they stop looking into the firing of the attorneys, of the U.S. prosecutors, or should it continue to its conclusion?
It should continue to its conclusion. You know, we are a country of laws, and I think that there may have been some wrongdoing and violations of the law here. I don't know where that will stop, whether it's in the White House or whether it's within the Department of Justice. But I think it needs to be brought to a conclusion. You know, there's serious allegations that have been raised. And just like any other matter of the potential violation of the laws, the loop needs to be closed.
All right. Thank you, Senator Salazar. Thanks for taking time out of your busy morning. Good luck. Have a good time in Fort Collins and hope to talk to you again.
Okay, Jay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. There's Senator Ken Salazar, and you heard what he had to say about it. We'll talk more about Alberto Gonzalez hitting the chutes. 7:46, 46 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, so far it's been a good ride around the metro area, just heavy traffic about wherever you are. Southbound 225 slowing down from Colfax to Mississippi. Northbound lanes, you'll find traffic bogged down from I-Lift toward Mississippi. And, of course, we have heavier traffic on C-470 from Littleton all the way through Highlands Ranch. At least no wrecks to report on the highways. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly cloudy afternoon with a 40% chance of thunderstorms and a high of 88. Currently, it's clear and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
There's still time to make summer memories at Elitch Gardens. Go for a soaking ride on the all-new Rip Curl, hang out in Hook's Lagoon, or take a spin on Twister 2. Get your discount tickets today at ElitchGardens.com. That's ElitchGardens.com.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this what if, give me a break.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Give your child a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to dance with the Moscow Ballet this holiday season. The Moscow Ballet is holding open auditions for children's roles in the Great Russian Nutcracker on Saturday, September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota Arapaho in Centennial. Children ages 8 to early teens will be cast as party guests, mice, little snowflakes, and more. Auditions are September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota near Arapaho, Nevada in Centennial. Get all the details at DenverNutcracker.com.
Mortgage rates are starting to climb, so now is the time to refinance at LendingTree before rates go even higher. Choose from up to four offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Anne, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Now available at Albertsons. Or to try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 weeks, call 1-800-500-1082. That's 1-800-500-1082. 1-800-500-1082.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-900-1785. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-900-1785. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-900-1785.
Open your wallet. Now take out all your money and throw it all away. Sound crazy? Well, if you have a credit card and are barely making the minimum payment, that's exactly what you're doing. If you want to get out of debt, you need to call Genesis Financial today for free information. 1-800-900-6607. Genesis Financial works directly with you and your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. For your free information, call 1-800-900-6607. 1-800-900-6607.
Want to have fun this summer and save money too? Head to Walmart and save even more. Nabisco Ritz crackers are just $1.96 for a 16-ounce box. And Post Honey Bunches of Oats are just $1.98 for a 16-ounce box. The fun and savings start at Walmart.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms high today, 89. Alberto Gonzalez resigns. He actually did it on Friday by phone, but it's been made public today. He's going to hold a news conference in about 35, 40 minutes, and we'll carry that, see what he has to say. Right now we're going to talk to Amanda Turkle. She's Deputy Research Director of the Center for American Progress, works with our good buddy Faz Shakir, and we're going to ask her what she hears and what she thinks. And Amanda, welcome, and thanks for being on the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, what's in the pipeline there? Is the pipeline there that he decided to do it or that they decided to push him out?
Well, it's not clear, but it would seem to me that he decided to go, because for a while everyone has been calling for him to go, and the only one who said he didn't was President Bush. So I don't see that now Bush would have pushed him out. He's basically suffered as much as he can politically. And what the reports are saying is that Gonzalez called Bush, said he was resigning, and Bush grudgingly accepted it.
But you know what's weird? Every time George W. Bush says he stands behind somebody,
they leave.
They end up taking an exit.
It's true. It's the kiss of death.
Yeah, and he said this not too long ago about Alberto Gonzalez.
He actually, in a funny statement, called him the Eternal General instead of the Attorney General. And it was probably a Bush slip-up, but it is a little ironic now because he's resigning.
Yeah, so he's gone. So I guess we have to take it to the conclusion that Alberto Gonzalez had just had enough, or that he had felt that he was becoming too big of a liability?
Well, I think it could have been both. Gonzalez repeatedly said that he was going to stay on as long as he thought he could be effective. I mean, you know, he's lost the support of Congress, including many Republican members. The public overwhelmingly wants him to resign. And he's lost the support of his staff and the career prosecutors and the U.S. attorneys. I don't really see how he could be effective anymore.
Okay, you got to have some age to remember this or be well-read. Who went on as being worse, Alberto Gonzalez or John Mitchell?
I'm not as familiar with John Mitchell, to tell you the truth.
Oh, that gives away your age. You got to be younger than me. Okay, well, we can't comment on John Mitchell, but Alberto Gonzalez is not going to look very good in the history books.
No, he's definitely not. He is going to go down as one of the worst. As I mentioned, I'm not familiar with John Mitchell, but, I mean, overall, his morale has been low. The civil rights agenda of the Justice Department, which has always been nonpartisan, now increasingly just goes after Democrats, and it will just... You know, with the you have the wiretapping, you have the national security letters, all that has happened under Gonzalez's watch.
You know, the thing I'd love to ask Alberto Gonzalez this. I'd love to ask anybody in the White House this. Why did they think that they could boot these U.S. prosecutors out, turn around and not give the real reason for it, know that there's paperwork out there countering what they're saying, and think they could get away with it?
I would love to know the answer to that, too. And I don't know how many answers we're going to be getting now that Gonzalez is resigning. But Senator Leahy said he's going to still go after that. But it really baffles you. I mean, you also have to wonder about that with the Iraq War. They just claim what is completely opposite to reality. And there's evidence out there. And they just continue to say, well, the evidence isn't right. We are.
Well, how bad does it shock you? I mean, I was talking about this earlier. What about the 25% out there? And I'm always dwelling on them because, to be honest with you, I can't get a sufficient answer, but one that I can accept as to why they are the way they are. But what about the 25% out there who are hanging with this guy in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, no matter what happens? Where are they coming from?
There are still a lot of people out there who also believe that Iraq had something to do with the 9/11 attacks. And you have to wonder, are people not reading the news? That could be. Do they still, you know, do they still just have that gut feeling about Bush that they like? And I mean, these people really must not be paying attention to the news at all, or just must be so conservative that it doesn't matter what he does.
Yeah, but I don't know. Is conservative have anything to do with it? Because I think there are conservatives out there who would also concede that this guy, that the whole thing is a mess.
No, you're right. I mean, I grew up in a very conservative area in upstate New York, and even all of my friends who always hated when I would talk about President Clinton, they're now even not voting for Bush or don't support what he's doing. So I really don't know where those people are.
Yeah, I saw a guy yesterday. Mary and I saw a guy yesterday, and I remarked to her about this. Saw a guy yesterday who still, here we are in 2007, has a Bush 04 sticker on his car. Wouldn't you be embarrassed? or am I missing something?
I mean, I see very, very few of those these days. Most of them say stop Bush or have the bumper sticker with his last day in office. Those are what I'm seeing more of.
Yeah, I see very few too, but I do see them. And I think to myself, come on. Wouldn't you be embarrassed to have that on the back of your car?
I mean, I guess I don't know who these people are. You should have pulled, you know, gone over there and asked them, what is he doing?
Well, that's because I want to get into an altercation on I-25 northbound. Amanda, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Say hi to everybody there, and it's a real pleasure to have you on. Hope to have you on again.
Great, thank you.
Okay, you bet. There's Amanda Turkle, Deputy Research Director of the Center for American Progress. I don't know. I wish I had, and I have asked you guys a million times this question, and I know that you probably say, Jay, get over it, stop it, but I can't figure out why anybody, in the face of everything that's going on, is willing to hang with this administration regardless. Okay, coming up next, we've got Alberto Gonzalez's news conference at 8:30, but until then, a story that came out on Friday, which is ludicrous. I don't know how anybody can support this. How about the idea that Atlanta wants to ban baggy pants on the sidewalks of the city? Oh, excuse me. You haven't read the Bill of Rights? Well, Neither has Alberto Gonzalez, apparently.
Randy Rhodes.
The National Intelligence Estimate, the whole beginning of it is, you know, who we are, what we do, how we did it. And you know what? Osama bin Laden is still the problem. Go get him.
Catch Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Are you having trouble sleeping and tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work? Are you afraid to resort to prescription sleeping pills with potential negative side effects? If I were to tell you that there's now an effective new breakthrough called RestAid that'll help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night without side effects, you'd probably be skeptical. So we'll prove it by giving you a free trial of RestAid. See for yourself how its all-natural formula has the perfect combination of powerful ingredients proven to promote deep, restful sleep without the harmful side effects of prescription medications. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-6706. With RestAid, you'll fall asleep fast. Most RestAid users fall asleep in the first 15 to 30 minutes. You'll sleep deeply through the night and wake up refreshed with more energy and mental focus. Try it risk-free today. If you're still skeptical, call now for your free trial of RestAid at 1-800-500-6706. That's 1-800-500-6706. 1-800-500-6706.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani.
I've got confidence in Al Gonzalez doing the job.
President Bush spent months standing by his beleaguered attorney general, but Gonzalez has decided to call it quits. CBS News justice correspondent Bob Orr.
He had made a point of trying to stay as long as he could in the face of congressional criticism. But just about everyone in institutional Washington knew that the Attorney General had to go. There were simply too many problems inside the Department of Justice. Morale had fallen. He had openly been questioned. His integrity had been questioned on Capitol Hill many times.
Gonzalez's stormy tenure at the Justice Department was marked by controversy over the treatment of terror suspects, the government's use of national security wiretaps, and by allegations that he may have lied to Congress during testimony about government surveillance programs.
Will Gonzalez go down in the list of outstanding attorneys general? I think we can pretty much answer that question today. Absolutely not. I don't know if I'd call him one of the worst ever, but he's certainly in the bottom 25.
Political science professor Larry Sabato says he'd like to see Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff named to take over from Gonzalez. Suspended Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick walks into a federal court less than 30 minutes from now to plead guilty to dogfighting charges. CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman.
In the eyes of some of his critics, Vick has yet to take full responsibility for his actions. He's tried to, they believe, lay off some of the responsibility on his friends by saying he didn't personally execute the dogs, he didn't make the wages on the dogs, he never collected any of the winnings on the dogs. A lot of people believe that Michael Vick was involved in this all the way.
Prosecutors want Vick to spend at least a year in prison. Helicopters above and hot shots on the ground below are no match for wildfires threatening homes near Ketchum, Idaho. 1,000 families have been forced to leave the area. In Northwood, North Dakota, a tornado killed one person and made a mess of homes and businesses.
I've been working here 22 years, and I've never seen anything like it.
Police Chief Ed Prosser.
Almost the whole city. About 80 to 90% of the city is damaged.
Overseas, wildfires in Greece have claimed at least 61 lives.
The Greek Prime Minister calls this a national tragedy, and though forest fires are common during the country's hot, dry summer, he believes this emergency is at least partly man-made, the result of arson.
CBS's Richard Roth on the foreign desk. Here at home, film star Owen Wilson has reportedly been hospitalized in Los Angeles. Police and hospital officials aren't saying why, but two supermarket tabloids say Wilson cut his left wrist and after taking some pills. Wilson's credits include Behind Enemy Lines, You, Me, and Dupree, and A Night at the Museum.
Look, we're men. We fight, okay? That's what we do.
Kind of how we pass the time.
You're like a giant, a freak.
The Japanese team that lost the Little League World Series title game to Warner Robins, Georgia, was leaving Pennsylvania early this morning when the team bus caught fire. The bus company says no one was hurt. In early Wall Street trading, the averages are lower. The Dow's down 44, NASDAQ down 9. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Nerlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Accountants. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Accountants knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Accountants for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountants, a Robert Half Company.
Hey, Mr. Opportunity again. And if you're hearing my voice, that can mean only one thing. It's Honda clearance time. So, say it with me. Lucky you, because that means it's your chance to pick an Accord, a Civic, an Odyssey, or any other Honda you want for a deal that's very sweet. And even though this is summertime, you might want to put a little spring in your step because I don't hang around forever. Hey, it's your money. I'm just trying to save you some of it. The 2007 Honda clearance. I'm Mr. Opportunity. I'm back. And I'm knocking. Clearance ends September 3rd.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The former pastor of the New Life Christian Church in the Springs is trying to start a new life of his own. Ted Haggard asking for donations to his family as they move to Arizona, but the address where the money is to be sent raising a new set of ethical questions. It's a charity called Families with a Mission based in Monument. Mike Jones, the former gay hooker at the center of the Haggard scandal, says this charity has a couple of big problems.
That organization was dissolved February 23rd of 2007. And the guy that was running that organization, or is claiming to run that organization, is a registered sex offender in Hawaii.
Jones breaking the news on the Greg Hollenbach Show on our sister station 630 KHOW. An autopsy this week could offer more clues into the death of a missing Craig woman found buried in a gold mine operated by her husband. Craig police say the body of 36-year-old Cynthia Hawkins was found Saturday. Her 70-year-old husband, Terry, has been arrested on charges including murder one. And sky watchers will get to see a total lunar eclipse early tomorrow. The Earth's shadow will creep across the moon's surface, slowly eclipsing the moon, causing it to turn shades of orange and red. Total eclipse phase will last about 90 minutes, starting around 3 a.m., Only you lucky sky watchers here in the West get the full show. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We do have a new crash. Watch out for it on the westbound side of I-70, just west of Quebec. We're seeing those delays back to 225. Eastbound C-470 still going to be heavier for you out of Littleton and crossing Highlands Ranch. Have a pretty decent ride northbound I-25 through the Tech Center, but it is busier now between Dry Creek and Bellevue. Weather outlook today, it'll be mostly cloudy by this afternoon with 40% chance of thunderstorms. We'll get a high of 88 today and tonight a low of 59. Right now, mostly clear and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't miss the Ryland Homes Rock Bottom Pricing 3-Day Sale. You'll save tens of thousands on a new Ryland home, but it's only happening for 3 days, Labor Day weekend, September 1st to the 3rd. Shop early for the best selection. To learn more, visit RylandRocks.com. That's RylandRocks.com.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
If you're like most people on the road, you make frequent short trips and drive in stop-and-go traffic. That means you're destroying your motor oil. AutoZone wants to remind you to change your oil every 3,000 miles. So now, for a limited time at AutoZone, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram oil filter for just $12.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Protect your car. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone. This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and it is. It's a nice morning out this morning. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 89. Alberto Gonzalez due to have a press conference this morning. In about, under 25 minutes. And Bush is, President Bush is going to talk about it at what time, John? 9:50 our time. So we'll try to get that on, too. So we'll get both of those on. In between doing that stuff, there's other things to talk about that have nothing to do with Alberto Gonzalez. I wanted to do this story on Friday. We ran out of time, didn't get a chance to do it. So I want you to comment on this briefly. I'll get in as many calls as I can. This story gets to me. Okay, You see these kids wearing baggy pants? You know, the ones that sag. What are those called, John? Those pants.
Baggy pants? I don't know
baggy
if they
pants?
Have a name.
I don't know if they have a name. Okay. But you've seen these, right? Do they offend you?
Not at all. I wear baggy pants and baggy shorts.
All right, they bother you?
No, not at all. Do my baggy shorts bother you?
No, I don't care. But you don't let your pants sag down to your half moons.
No, I do know what you're talking about, and I've seen that. You know, the kids that have the big baggy jeans where the belt is, and they're, like, basically tied around their knees.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, does that offend anybody? Is anybody offended by that? I personally don't care one way or the other about it. I mean, not something I would choose to do, not something that... Well, all right, if I had a teenager, we'd probably go rounds over that. But if I see other people's kids doing it, it doesn't bother me. Baggy pants that show boxer shorts or thongs would be illegal under a proposed amendment to Atlanta's indecency laws. The amendment, sponsored by City Councilman C.T. Martin, states that sagging pants are an epidemic that is becoming a major concern around the country. Little children see it and want to adopt to it, thinking it's the thing, Martin said on Wednesday. I don't want young people thinking that half-dressed or half-dressing is the way to go. I want them to think about their future. The proposed ordinance would also bar women from showing the strap of a thong beneath their pants. They would also be prohibited from wearing jogging bras in public or show a bra strap. welcome to Tehran, says Debbie Seagraves, executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Georgia. The proposed ordinance states that the indecent exposure of his or her undergarments would be unlawful in a public place. It would go in the same portion of the city code that outlaws sex in public and exposure or fondling of genitals. The penalty would be a fine in the amount to be determined later, Martin said. Now, Martin is African-American. But Seagrave says that any legislation that creates a dress code would not survive a court challenge. She said the law could not be enforced in a non-discriminatory way because it targets something that comes out of the black youth culture. This is a racial profiling bill that promotes and establishes a framework of any additional type of racial profiling. All right, how do you stand on this? Now, I'm against dress codes in general of any kind. And I would go with the Atlanta ACLU that, in my opinion, this would be extremely, extremely, extremely hard to enforce, and it would also probably not survive a court challenge. And if a teenager wants to get out on the street or on the sidewalk and send the wrong message about him or herself, then so what? So what? And I've been through this whole argument before in Florida. I've been through it with the whole thong bikini business. Because what they used to do is they used to, I believe it was on Highway 19 in Clearwater, U.S. 19. They used to have women out there selling hot dogs scantily clad in thong bikinis. And there were these neurotic county commissioners and city council people who had nothing better to do but complain about this. Well, who cares? What a waste of time. And because something offends somebody, what, we have to then get rid of it? I mean, that's the most moronic argument I've ever heard made. That we have to pass a law to try to get rid of something because it offends somebody. Now, we have standards of decency. Most cities do. Most cities can turn around and determine what's obscene. Obviously, exposing or fondling your genitals in public is obscene and is wrong. Obviously, having sex in public would be interesting, but it would be wrong. But if kids want to wear if they want to wear baggy pants, or women want to wear jogging bras or show, or they accidentally show a bra strap or thong bikinis or any of this stuff, what the hell has local government got doing? Well, what business they have being involved in this? And this is an example of what gives government a bad name. This is an example of the excesses that come along that give government a bad name. If you don't like this and you're offended by it, don't look at it. Now, if you want to make the case to me, well, I don't want my 13-year-old or 10-year-old or 11-year-old kid to see it. Well, look, your 10 or 11-year-old kid is going to see things, your 13-year-old, they're going to see things in life that, they're going to see a lot of things in life that you're not going to want them to see. So, best thing to do under these circumstances is to have a conversation with them about it and explain why it's not suitable for them, why it sends the wrong message, and why it's just not the thing to do. And we also have the last component of this. Okay, here's the last component. Tell me that you really want your local police force, wherever you live, Parker, Black Forest, Denver, Boulder, Broomfield, Lakewood, do you really, Aurora, do you really, really want your local police force enforcing this? Taking time to have to enforce this law instead of dealing with things that are far more important? I mean, you really want, in other words, you want to take the local police department and you want to convert them over to fashion cops and hand out fines or tickets because somebody had on baggy pants and it showed their underwear? I mean, is that really what you think the police are for? And this is a perfect example of, okay, why don't parents take the responsibility at home to deal with this? And if they don't have the time to take the responsibility, if they don't deal with it, or they don't care, or they don't mind, then what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? So I find all these things to just be ridiculous. I find them all to be a nuisance. I find them all to be a waste of time. It's a waste of time to bus kids for this. It's a waste of time to go after motorcycle riders because of loud tailpipe. All this stuff is like a waste of time. It's hard to prove in court, and you're going to get into a situation where people are going to be claiming that they're being singled out. And part of living in a free society is, or a democratic society, or a society where you do have some degree of freedom, is every once in a while it's not going to be very convenient. Every once in a while there's going to be things that are going to happen that you're not going to like those things. And somebody once said, and I really believe this is true, there's a little bit of Ayatollah in all of us. And the chief challenge in the year 2007 is to overcome. Well, it's always been the chief challenge. In 2007, 2005, 1969, 1985, 1995, 1998, the chief challenge has always been to overcome the Ayatollah in all of us and understand that we're not guaranteed a pain-free existence here. All right, anybody want to get off their half moons and talk about this? 303-713-7600. Yeah, maybe we should ban plumbers, as a caller said. Okay, and yeah, what about that? What about workmen and other folks and their pants sag? And, you know, when I was losing a lot of weight, and now I've only got like about 30 more pounds left to go, when I was losing a lot of weight, you know, my pants were sagging. So what are you going to do? You going to bust me? I mean, these folks in Atlanta are nuts. I hate to say that. Or is there anybody out there who believes that this is the right thing to do? You know, a Okay, you're paying the taxes. You want your city government to do this? You want your county government to do this? I mean, do you think this is the right thing to do? I think...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection, all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Every year, heart disease is one of the leading killers of Americans. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death, but with early detection, it can be effectively treated. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me talk to you about Front Range Preventive Imaging. They've got an easy, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks for developing coronary artery disease with their EBT scanner. Now, this EBT scanner is one of the most powerful predictors of future coronary events and can help save your life or the life of someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
6607.
My wife stopped wearing skirts 3 years ago.
I had these blue and puffy veins all over my legs, and I was embarrassed.
Then one night we went out on a date, and she wore a skirt. I couldn't believe how sexy she looked.
It was like the spider veins had just disappeared.
How would you like to have younger-looking, sexier legs? Try Nuvaprin HD. You can get a free bottle by calling today. That's right, free. Nuvaprin's active ingredients are clinically proven to diminish unattractive blue veins, leaving you with younger-looking, sexier legs. Spider veins virtually disappear from view without painful injections or costly surgery. Finally, Nuvaprin HD is available in the U.S. without a prescription. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-500-0581.
It never bothered me, but she's so much happier, and I love that.
And he loves my legs.
Well, yeah.
Try it before you buy it. Call now for your free bottle of Nuvaprin HD and see the difference. Call 1-800-500-0581. That's 1-800-500-0581.
You've got to check this out. The amazing Labor Day Serta mattress event is going on this Thursday through Monday at Sam's Club. Experience super Serta savings on all mattresses all weekend long and only at Sam's Club. See details in Thursday's newspaper or go to samsclub.com. You'll save money and sleep easier.
Try a Serta mattress with a comfort test demonstration at Sam's Club, Saturday through Monday only.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to run. For the Buffs, join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 9th for the 5th annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer County and enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to am760.net.
Good morning, 8:21, 21 minutes after 8. Chance of thunderstorms. High today, 89. All right, I want to live in a society where we have dress codes. Well, Atlanta wants to do that. Baggy pants that show boxer shorts or thongs would be illegal under a proposed amendment to Atlanta's indecency law. What a huge waste of time this is. 303-713-7600. Although, maybe there may be somebody out there who believes in this. Maybe you. Maybe you think it's okay. I don't get it. I don't understand it. No, I understand it. I get it. You know what? There's a bit of Ayatollah in all of us. So I understand that, and I totally get it. And I'll tell you, there's a drive out there to always restrict somebody from doing something that you don't particularly like, that you find offensive. And the real challenge in this society is to not do that. That's the real challenge. Let's go to Kevin in Arvada. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I agree with you. I think Atlanta must be a really wonderful place to live if this is what the city council can worry about.
Yeah, exactly.
And 40 years ago, were they passing laws to try to stop boys from wearing long hair or girls from going braless? Same damn thing.
Yeah, well, 40 years ago, you know, they used to be into that pretty heavily in the school system, too, about, well, you can't wear long hair, and there were places that had dress codes like that, and it was so stupid.
Yeah, they were stupid, and a lot of them ended up crumbling. By the time I got to high school, we could wear our hair any length, wear our skirts any length, but, you know, but you want to maintain discipline, I can see that, but in public at large, that's just a waste of everybody's time. Taxpayer dollars, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. But why are people... Well, here's the thing that I always want to ask people. What is the whole dress code fetish? What is this whole thing about dress codes? And that you got to control other people in society, and that particularly if you don't like something that's going on out there and the way somebody's dressed, that, oh, we have to eliminate that.
Control issue. It starts with the kids. I mean, that's what it really comes down to, is you don't want your kids dressing that way. But it passes. It's fashion.
Well, you can actually really see why it is. You can actually really see why it is that there are a lot of people out there who have trouble with the idea of the First Amendment, or have trouble with the idea of living in a free society. Either they're scared of it, or they believe that rights ought to cut on convenience?
Convenience. I don't know what it is. I think that, I don't know, there's just gotten to be a really big faction out there that wants control. The more control we have, the more control we want.
Yeah, or either that or they have nothing else legitimate to do. Kevin, thanks. Yeah. I appreciate the call.
Sure thing, Jay. Have a good one.
All right. 303-713-7600. What is that about people? Oh, I don't like that. That's offensive. Don't look. Let's go to Jim in Crested Butte. Jim, you're on AM 760.
Hey, I'm actually in Denver, but I think it's that Bible Belt section working down there. I'd like to see him. I think Borkas will be coming back next. And it's going to start in the South, and they're going to think it's just great, and it'll come up to Colorado. But I really think Oakland Raider fans, big white guys with beer bellies, and another group is that Harley-Davidson group. I think they should, ban those guys from being on their motorcycles out there because, you know, they're obtrusive, and we can't have that in this country.
Yeah, well, they make too much noise.
They make too much noise, just like somebody else I know.
Yeah, well, it's ridiculous. And I got into a whole fight one morning here. Not a fight, but I couldn't find a friendly person about this whole motorcycle tailpipe business. Everybody was like, it keeps me awake, it sets the kids. Listen, you know what? You don't want that. Don't live in the city. Move out somewhere where there is nothing but the sound of the wind. Otherwise, put up with it. Right?
Well, yeah, right. So,
I mean, stop wasting our time.
It's a diversion, as far as I can tell, of really facing the real issues. You know, the Christians have found another way to take our focus off the environment or the political crap that's going on or anything else. Let's focus on the kids, huh?
Yeah, well, it's always been that way, though, hasn't it?
I think so.
What we don't totally understand, we seek to eradicate.
Right. And they're really good at that one because they have a large, you know, group of sheep that seem to follow them.
The whole thing's stupid, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
And, it's a total waste of time.
Yeah. That's what it is, and that's what we're doing. We're wasting time talking about it, but
You know what, though? I don't think we're wasting time to talking about it, because I'll tell you something. I think it hits at a nerve of something.
Yeah,
and the nerve that it hits at is this, that there are people out there who cannot accept the payment for living in the world's freest society.
Yeah.
If it in the least bit offends them, from a woman flying her flag upside down in the window of her home, to kids walking around with baggy pants, boy, they are ready to enact the laws, yet they don't want to compare themselves to the type of mentality that runs, say, for instance, Tehran.
Yeah, I think a real patriot digs for the, you know, the minor things in this country that really won't help a damn thing. I think that's what they consider a patriot.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Jim, thanks, man.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Yeah, it's a total and complete total and complete waste of time. Here's Nichelle. Nichelle, you're on AM 760.
Hi.
Hi.
My observation on this whole thing is I think it's a backdoor way for the city council of Atlanta to kind of target the gangs, because that's what the gang kids do, is, you know, wear their pants that way.
Well, wait a minute, but what about non-gang kids who wear their pants that way?
I agree with you that this is stupid and that there are really better ways of targeting, you know, trying to stop gang activity, because that's a dumb way to do it. But I think that that might be sort of maybe their, you know, an idea of, oh, we can do it this way and, you know, try to do it back door. But it's still, I don't think it's going to solve anything.
No, and I don't think it'll survive in court either.
No, it won't. Because then you could target anything. Like you were saying, bikinis, bummers, you know, whatever. But I think that that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, you very well could have it down, too. Thanks, great call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. All right, well, she's right. Maybe it's a bad backdoor way to go after gangs. Toby in Longmont. Toby, you're on AM 760.
Hi, I just wanted to mention, I believe I saw in the news about 4 weeks ago that a woman won a case against the city of New York for sexual discrimination because she had been walking around topless or something. Wasn't that in the news about 4 weeks ago?
I don't know. I didn't see it if it was.
Yeah, it had already been decided about 5 years ago that in New York they had decided that it was sexually discriminatory. It had already been ruled on. So, I mean, it depends on where you are and how much you want to do.
Well, God forbid a woman should walk around topless, because we should definitely be living in a society in which we are ashamed of and scared of women's breasts.
Well, you know, that scares me.
Yeah, you know, but definitely, we should cover all that stuff up and act as if it's some big, like, taboo secret, so that we can raise our kids thinking that there's something dirty about the human body.
Yeah, I'm not terribly religious, but it seems to me somewhere in the Bible it said we're made in God's image. How could we be embarrassed about that?
Well, I think it's a pretty interesting question, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, Toby, thanks, man.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, I think that is pretty interesting. God forbid a woman show her breasts in public. See, we're ashamed of the human body, aren't we? Come on, admit it. And we like censorship. Well, I'm not going to say we. I think there's a lot of us who don't. 8:30, 30 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to traffic and Gina.
Go conditions continue westbound I-70 from 225 to Quebec. That's due to a couple of cars, a wreck there. Actually, two separate wrecks likely in that area around Quebec. So watch out for that. That's the area to avoid right now if you can. Still a pretty tough ride around the metro area with slow-moving traffic on eastbound C-470 across Highlands and Littleton. We're also seeing those delays now on the westbound side as well. And we do have a wreck off the highway at Buckley Road and Smoky Hill. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly cloudy afternoon with a 40% chance of thunderstorms and a high of 88 currently, clear and 72. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Drive over to E-470 Safety Fair Saturday, September 8th from 10 to 2 at Southlands at E-470 and Smoky Hill Road.
Hi, this is Michael Moore with an important message from Colorado's only single-payer advocacy group, Healthcare for All Colorado.
Join the revolution to provide affordable, high-quality health care for everyone. A Colorado single-payer system could save over $1 billion annually on health spending, cover virtually everyone, and improve wellness. Single-payer is a globally accepted health care financing principle. Our proposal is for public financing of privately provided health care. Let's end the crisis in health care access. Learn more and join the campaign at healthcareforallcolorado.org.
Welcome to Man Tips. Tips for men from men. Hello, caller.
I was wondering which is better, plasma or LCD?
Neither. What you want is iridium, my friend.
Is that HD?
Better, it's XP. The Autolite Extreme Performance Spark Plug has an iridium-enhanced 0.6mm tip for faster ignition and optimum performance over the life of the plug.
But I was asking about TV.
Yeah, and it's amazing how similar XP sounds, isn't it? This has been Man Tips, sponsored by Autolite Spark Plug. It's time to change your plugs.
Give your child a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. to dance with the Moscow Ballet this holiday season. The Moscow Ballet is holding open auditions for children's roles in the Great Russian Nutcracker on Saturday, September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota Arapahoe in Centennial. Children ages 8 to early teens will be cast as party guests, mice, little snowflakes, and more. Auditions are September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota near Arapahoe and Havana in Centennial. Get all the details at DenverNutcracker.com.
You've got to check this out. The amazing Labor Day Serta mattress event is going on this Thursday through Monday at Sam's Club. Experience super Serta savings on all mattresses all weekend long and only at Sam's Club. See details in Thursday's newspaper or go to samsclub.com. You'll save money and sleep easier.
Try a Serta mattress with a comfort test demonstration at Sam's Club, Saturday through Monday only.
Dreams of all of our children are secured. I often remind our fellow citizens that we live in the greatest country in the world and that I have lived the American dream. Even my worst days as Attorney General have been better than my father's best days. Public service is honorable and noble. And I am profoundly grateful to President Bush for his friendship and for the many opportunities he has given me to serve the American people. Thank you, and God bless America.
Why are you leaving? Why are you leaving? Why don't you deny your resignation on Sunday to the New York Times?
Oh. Well, it isn't a press conference. He just gave a speech and walked off. And so what you hear now is you just hear noise in the room. And the first questions were asked were, why did you quit? So that's all we got out of him. That's it. That was it. I thought there'd be a lot more there. 8:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Gina, traffic.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Call now to try your demo of IQ absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like Hughes Irrigation, the Orr Law Firm, and Faith Rinoli of HeartAndHomeHealing.com. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent, but if your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor, and you could be making one of 8 costly investment mistakes right now. That's why Fisher Investments is offering a free special report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours absolutely free at 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842.
Sure, you're ready for the kids to go back to school, but are their clothes ready? Head to Walmart for low prices. Boys' Faded Glory carpenter pants and cargo shorts are just $5 each. Sleep big on kids' apparel at Walmart.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Inspecting your brakes is a critical part of keeping your car safe. In recognition of Brake Safety Awareness Week, Just Brakes is offering free visual brake inspections August 27th through September 1st.
At Just Brakes, we really do care.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Good morning, 8:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you want to win tickets to the Rocky Mountain Showdown this year, you have to become a Progressive Talk member. Register today on AM760.net. Amy York of Castle Rock is a Progressive Club member, and she... What are we doing here with this? Okay. Nice to get instructions from the promotions department about what we're supposed to do. I won't air our dirty laundry on the air. All right. Alberto Gonzalez. All right, so we're in the middle of discussing the Atlanta baggy pants thing. Alberto Gonzalez comes out, and we're told all morning long there's going to be a press conference, and what does he do? He issues, like, what, about a 30-second statement? And then he's gone. I wish you could replay that. But the first thing the reporters do is, well, why are you leaving and why did you contradict the statement you made, apparently, that he made to the New York Times over the weekend? And Gonzalez just stalks off. Okay, I've seen some weird things in my time. But this one, that was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. Why would you build that you're going to have a press conference? Well, maybe the media got it wrong, that he was going to have a press conference, and then he's turned around. And really what it was is it wasn't a press conference. It was just a statement. Yeah, you want to listen to this again? Here it is again. Check this out.
Good morning. 13 years ago, I entered public service to make a positive difference in the lives of others. And during this time, I have traveled a remarkable journey from my home state of Texas to Washington, D.C., supported by the unwavering love and encouragement of my wife, Rebecca, and our sons, Jared, Graham, and Gabriel. Yesterday, I met with President Bush and informed him of my decision to conclude my government service as Attorney General of the United States, effective as of September 17, 2007. Let me say that it has been one of my greatest privileges to lead the Department of Justice. I have great admiration and respect for the men and women who work here. I have made a point as Attorney General to personally meet as many of them as possible. And today I want to again thank them for their service to our nation. It is through their continued work that our country and our communities remain safe, that the rights and civil liberties of our citizens are protected, and the hopes and dreams of all of our children are secured. I often remind our fellow citizens that we live in the greatest country in the world, and that I have lived the American dream. Even my worst days as Attorney General have been better than my father's best days. Public service is honorable and noble, and I am profoundly grateful to President Bush for his friendship and for the many opportunities he has given me to serve the American people. Thank you, and God bless America.
Why are you leaving? Why are you leaving? Why don't you deny your resignation on Sunday to the New York Times?
He just walks off. All right, anybody want to comment on this? 303-713-7600. Because if I knew that that's all he was going to do, we wouldn't have carried it. I mean, we scrambled like hell in here to get this going. But why would he do this? By the way, high today, 89, chance of thunderstorms. Just stalked off. Isn't that weird? Okay, so don't know whether he's pushed, shoved, decided to go on his own. Don't know. And no explanation from Fredo either as to this. That's just bizarre. So that's what he obviously intended to do all along, or there was a miscommunication, or he didn't like the first question out of the box, which he had to know that they were going to ask him. I mean, come on. And he just walks off. What, he doesn't owe the American people any kind of, he doesn't owe us any kind of explanation as to why he's leaving? And how about this? How about Bush goes and gets a recess appointment to replace him because Congress is out? I should have asked Senator Salazar about that. And I didn't do it. Because I hadn't thought of it, basically, until just now. How bizarre this is. How bizarre all of it is. And once again, what does political orientation have to do with this? I guess unless you would be so partisan as to try to make a case that, oh, okay, well, he doesn't owe us an explanation, and he can do whatever he wants in this regard, and we don't have we don't have any right to ask him. But, yeah, I think we do. And I think he owes us an explanation. And I wouldn't care what political party he was in. Here's Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Mark.
This is the happiest day that I've had in this long, sad, miserable administration. This man is the worst disgrace of an attorney general that America could ever hope for. The attorney general's job is to make sure that an administration and the Justice Department keep everything legal and in check and, you know, balanced and fair. And this man has done everything the complete opposite. He has made, twisted every law, every rule, every part of the Constitution to fit whatever President Bush has wanted. And it's just sickening.
He's certainly been one of the worst attorney generals of my lifetime.
I can't imagine there being a worse. I'm pretty young, but...
There are some people out there, I think, who might make a case that in modern times, that Attorney General Mitchell under Nixon was pretty bad.
But even he wouldn't let Nixon do everything he wanted. Even he drew the line somewhere.
Yeah, he wasn't. John Mitchell was. Well, John Mitchell was pretty extreme, though. I mean, he was pretty extreme. He's pretty extreme on civil liberties, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, this is one more domino in the administration, and I'm going to be one severely upset and pissed off Democrat if Patrick Leahy and the rest of the Judicial Committee and do not continue to investigate Alberto Gonzalez and Karl Rove and get to the bottom of everything this administration has done. And I think once we get to the point where we get all of the millions of missing emails, then we'll get a full picture of exactly all the wrong and despicable things this administration has done.
I don't think that Leahy and Specter and the rest, I don't think they're going to give up on this. I don't think that this puts an end to it.
I surely hope not, because I know that's what the Bush administration is hoping for. But all the talking heads will say, why are they still investigating? Why are they still investigating? Well, they're not even in the administration anymore.
Right. But the answer to that is because that's their duty, regardless of party.
Yeah.
All right, Mark.
Thank you very much, Jay. You have a great day.
You too, man. Thanks. All right, Michael Vick has officially pleaded guilty to dogfighting charges. So that puts an end to that story, other than the sentencing. Here's Ed in Denver. Ed, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I guess your last caller alluded to what my comment is, and that's after Attorney General Gonzalez has left the administration, can he be pursued for any of his, I guess, alleged crimes? And what are those? I guess it would
the biggest one would be that he perjured himself in front of Congress, giving conflicting testimony under oath.
Exactly.
And they can still go after him.
Okay, good. So now what about the that's my biggest concern, is because if there's no accountability, somebody in his capacity can do just about anything he wants and then leave office, and then there's no pursuance of any accountability. And the same thing applies to the rest of the administration officials, like Rumsfeld is one that comes to mind, Bush himself and Cheney as well. Both of those guys, it's arguable, and none of it's been proven, I suppose, but they've lied, and that's the least of the crimes that they've committed.
Well, if Cheney and Bush are out of office, then it more or less stops, and they do have immunity from legal prosecution, but they do not have immunity from impeachment or conviction, but that has to go on while they're in office. As far as the others go, no. Congress can continue to keep investigating until they get to the absolute bottom. But what you're going to hear now is you're going to hear the supporters of the administration. And you're also going to hear others, other misguided individuals, who are going to clamor to stop all of this because Fredo is no longer around. He's resigned.
Yeah, of course they are. Of course they are. As if it didn't matter anymore. As if it was just partisan politics. When there's got to be a standard that becomes that is visible, that is accountability. Accountability has no water. It holds no water at all. People say, the problem's solved. He left. No, the problem's not solved. The problem is that accountability is non-existent. And we have to there has to be accountability so that this doesn't happen again. They have to pursue to the full extent of these, of whatever can be done.
Well, it doesn't make any difference who breaks the law. I mean, what political party they're in. If you go in front of Congress, you perjure yourself, I mean, you deserve to get nailed for it.
Of course, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. There's no such thing as partisanship when we're talking about this. But that's what the other side will clamor to do, is say, it's partisan. They're just trying to drive further chaff into the air for the administration. But the reality is that it needs to be pursued for purely ethical and to uphold the Constitution, basically.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I sign on. Man, I'm on the same ship. We are both sailing on the same ship. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Okay, man. See ya.
All right, take care. It's 8:49, 49 minutes before the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Christy Harvey will join us after the top of the hour to talk about this. And we'll continue. But right now, Gina with a look at traffic.
Westbound I-70 still bogged down between 225 and Quebec. That's due to a crash that we have just west of Quebec. So expect stop-and-go conditions through there. Of course, southbound I-25 still struggling. If you are headed through Thornton and North Glen, we're seeing those delays kick in at about 136th Avenue. Going to stay with you down into downtown at about Spear. And we still have heavy traffic on both directions of 225 crossing Aurora. Weather outlook today looks like we'll have sunny morning, but a cloudy afternoon with a good chance of thunderstorms that will head into tonight with more evening storms possible. High today of 88, low of 59, and right now it is fair in 72. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AT&T introduces wireless from the new AT&T, formerly Singular. It's all the great features of Singular, including the fewest dropped calls and unlimited mobile-to-mobile. The new AT&T, your world delivered.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this what if, give me a break.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
AM 760 listeners know where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies on the Blue List include Computer Superheroes, The Orr Law Firm, plus empowerment coach and Global Sense author Judah Freed. Go to AM760.net today. Click on the Blue List and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk AM 760.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Anne, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Now available at Albertsons. Or to try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 weeks,
Call 1-800-500-1082. That's 1-800-500-1082. 1-800-500-1082.
852, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You're determined not to go through this winter like you did last winter. You want an all-wheel drive vehicle, you want a four-wheel drive vehicle, then you got to go to Rocky's Autos. And by the way, Rocky's will be open on Labor Day, and they'll be working hard right there to try to help you out and make sure that you get the most bang for your auto buck, which is what they do. They've got the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. So if you're thinking to yourself, I'm not going through the same thing I did last winter. Well, I don't know how heavy this winter is going to be, but you can be on the side of safety and get a great deal, too, by going to Rocky's Autos. They've got a huge selection. Volkswagen, Pontiac, Saab, Honda, Toyota, Nissan, Dodge, Chevy, Ford. They've got it all. You can see their entire selection inventory online at RockiesAutos.com. Just use the internets. Don't forget about their matching down incentive, and they got various ways to finance. And as I said before, they will be open on Labor Day. They're open until 9 every night, Monday through Saturday night, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so you got plenty of time to get on out there. See my friends, the Al Shearers, Tom and Marv, Spanky Herrera. Get out there and see Fred Lebrato, Kobe Harris, any of the gang working at Rockies. They'll take care of you. Rockies Autos, you can't miss them. Huge, big, gigantic lot. Got to have a golf cart to get around it. And also, big sign out in front, too. Rockies, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
You know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-900-1785. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-900-1785. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-900-1785.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
8:55, 55 minutes in front of the hour here on AM760, Progressive Talk. Get your pictures taken with Bill and Hillary Clinton and cast your vote for who will win the Democratic presidential ticket at our voting booth coming up September 2nd and 3rd at Civic Center Park. I'm going to do my show there on Monday. I'll be there Monday afternoon doing the show live between 4 and 7 because Randy will have the day off. She's taking Labor Day off, so I'm going to do it. Come by and either see me or call into the show. And catch the Out Loud radio show, too, live from 11 until 1 in the afternoon. That's Sunday, September the 2nd. Go to AM760.net for information on all the Taste of Colorado activities and events. So come by Monday. We have a good time on Labor Day. Alberto Gonzalez resigns. Roy in Windsor reacts. Roy, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Well, this turned out to be a very fine morning, Jay.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way.
Well, just another incompetent sycophant bites the dust.
Gone.
I'm telling you, when I heard you say Alberto Gonzalez is going to be on, and then you said at 9-something the president's going to talk to, I'm like, he's going to resign. And it's like... they're trying to deflect things. It'll be interesting to see who they'll try and put in his position. But, boy, this is good. And let me tell you, this is my observation into the conservative mindset, the way, and I was listening to it on the radio, but from the way you described it, the way he stalked off the stage, that attitude, somebody's making me lose, that external locus of control they seem to blame for all their missteps and slips in judgment.
Yeah, he seems to be really, he just seemed to be really sour.
Well, I love the Constitution of the United States, even though it's a slow, ponderous document that takes so much time to sometimes work. They see the writing on the wall, I believe. The only thing left is Kenny and little George.
Well, we're going to be stuck with George for at least the rest of his term. I don't see anything happening there as much as I think a lot of people. Well, polls show that most people wish that he would go now, but that's not going to happen. As far as the others, I don't know. And I think it's really interesting to speculate whether he just decided to do this or if they just said to him, you know, you're a liability. Goodbye. Get out. We'll have to see. Hey, thanks, man. Roy, thanks.
Well, you have a good one, Jay.
You too.
Thanks.
Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. She reacts next.
The National Intelligence Estimate, the whole beginning of it is, you know, who we are, what we do, how we did it. And you know what? Osama bin Laden is still the problem. Go get him.
Catch Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Are you having trouble sleeping and tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work? Are you afraid to resort to prescription sleeping pills with potential negative side effects? If I were to tell you that there's now an effective new breakthrough called RestAid that'll help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night without side effects, you'd probably be skeptical. So we'll prove it by giving you a free trial of RestAid. See for yourself how its all-natural formula has the perfect combination of powerful ingredients proven to promote deep, restful sleep without the harmful side effects of prescription medications. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-6706. With RestAid, you'll fall asleep fast. Most RestAid users fall asleep in the first 15 to 30 minutes. You'll sleep deeply through the night and wake up refreshed with more energy and mental focus. Try it risk-free today. If you're still skeptical, call now for your free trial of RestAid at 1-800-500-6706. That's 1-800-500-6706. 1-800-500-6706.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Alberto Gonzalez has made his announcement official.
Yesterday, I met with President Bush and informed him of my decision to conclude my government service as Attorney General of the United States, effective as of September 17th. 2007.
Gonzalez has been the target of growing criticism, especially over his handling of the dismissal of 8 federal prosecutors. Constitutional law specialist Lawrence Tribe of Harvard says Gonzalez displayed more personal loyalty to his boss than to the requirements of his position.
He acted very much as the president's hired gun, rather than as the chief law enforcement officer of the nation.
President Bush will make his statement on Gonzalez in about half an hour. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff is being mentioned prominently as a possible replacement for Gonzalez. In Richmond, Virginia this morning, a crowd of animal rights demonstrators outside federal court as NFL star Michael Vick arrived to enter his guilty plea on charges connected with an interstate dogfighting operation. CBS's Barry Bagnato is live at the courthouse with the latest.
Nick, Vick stood ramrod straight, subdued at the courtroom's colonial-style podium as Judge Henry Hudson thoroughly reviewed a plea agreement and asked if he is pleading guilty because he feels he is guilty. Yes, sir, the football star replied softly. The judge said he places great weight on the government sentencing recommendation, 12 to 18 months in prison. But he quickly added in a strong voice, I am not bound by that plea agreement. The decision is mine. You're taking your chances here. Sentencing has been set for December 10th. Live at federal court in Richmond, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
The Greek government is investigating whether its terrorism laws could be used to prosecute anyone who may have set a string of wildfires that swept the country over the past 4 days. CBS News reporter Joanna Kakissis says the fire crews are being stymied by the weather.
Early this morning, the fire reignited, and so what's happening is that you have a combination of emergency workers and the residents themselves trying to put out the flames. Winds are fanning the fires, and the fires are starting again.
The death toll from the blazes is at least 63. More signs of a sputtering housing market. The National Association of Realtors says home resales dropped 0.2 point in July. It's the fifth straight month of declines, leaving sales at their slowest pace in 5 years. Lawrence Yoon is the association's senior economist.
Currently, we are in a job-creating environment, more than 4 million job gains. So despite the fact that we have high inventory, the sellers are not in a desperate situation to unload their property.
Time to make the donuts in a new way.
The secrets of the perfect donut. Knead and roll. Knead and roll.
Well, now Dunkin' Donuts says it is getting rid of trans fats from most of its menu by mid-October. The chain says it's developed an alternative cooking oil and rejiggered the recipes of more than 50 of the items it sells. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 43 points and the NASDAQ off 9. This is CBS News.
Hey, Mr. Opportunity again. And if you're hearing my voice, that can mean only one thing. It's Honda clearance time. So, say it with me. Lucky you, because that means it's your chance to pick an Accord, a Civic, an Odyssey, or any other Honda you want for a deal that's very sweet. And even though this is summertime, you might want to put a little spring in your step because I don't hang around forever. Hey, it's your money. I'm just trying to save you some of it. The 2007 Honda clearance. I'm Mr. Opportunity. I'm back. And I'm knocking. Clearance ends September 3rd.
The cumulonimbus, or storm cloud, is a nasty beast. Filled with miniature storm gnomes, its telltale dark color comes from imported cigars, puffed as the gnomes decide which house to plunder.
As a farmer's insurance agent, I can tell you this man knows nothing about storms.
These rabble-rousers attack your home without mercy.
What's more important, I can tell you how to prepare your house against such inclement weather.
They are tiny, concentrated doses of evil.
So trim tall trees to prevent them from falling on your house during a storm gnome attack, and call 1-800-FARMERS to learn how you can limit further destruction today.
Not available in all areas.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. An autopsy could offer more clues in the death of a missing Craig woman who was found buried in a gold mine operated by her husband. Police say the body of 36-year-old Cynthia Hankins was found Saturday. Her 70-year-old husband, Terry, has been arrested on charges including murder one. Members of the New Life Church in the Springs are set to vote today on their new pastor. The church's pastoral selection committee is recommending that Brady Boy take the position once held by church founder Ted Haggard. He resigned late last year after admitting to an affair with a male hooker. A Natural Resources Conservation Service official says Colorado has a 10% chance of reaching its average snowpack next year. And another early snowmelt is likely, but Mike Gillespie says the good news is water storage this year is at 99% of the statewide average. And you sky watchers will get to see a total lunar eclipse early tomorrow. The Earth's shadow will creep across the surface of the moon, slowly eclipsing the moon, causing it to turn shades of orange and red. Total eclipse phase will last about 90 minutes, starting around 3:30 a.m. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Hey, Sean, we do have some slow traffic that remains along westbound I-70 between 225 and Quebec, but that earlier crash is out of the way. Seeing those delays now, southbound I-25 through your downtown commute between 58th and Spear, that's due to a center lane stall right near 20th. Weather outlook today, you can expect a mostly sunny morning, but those clouds moving in with a 40%
chance. Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Colorado Technical University Denver. You can study at night, online, and weekends with CTU's Degree Now schedule that fits your life with only one morning or evening of class time per week. Call CTU at 888-269-1555 or click coloradotech.edu.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to run. For the Buffs, join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 9th for the 5th annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer County and enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to AM760.net. This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
9:06, 6 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms, high today 89. Jay Marvin with you. If you want to win tickets to the Rocky Mountain Showdown this year, you have to become a Progressive Talk member. Register today at am760.net. Amy York of Castle Rock is a Progressive Club member. And Amy, you now have 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call 303-631-2760 and claim your showdown tickets. Amy York, you got 7 seconds. 303-631-2760. This woman needs no introduction, but I'll introduce her anyway. Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress, editor of MikeCheckRadio.org. Let's say hello to her. She's been gone for quite a while. First you're on vacation, and then you got sick.
And now I'm back, and I'm well, and what a day to return. My goodness.
Yeah. Does being on vacation and being sick, does one have anything to do with the other?
I don't think so. No, it wasn't so much that I was sick. I had a bunch of doctor's appointments that I had scheduled for the end of my vacation. So that was all taken care of. But I'm completely well and back and raring to go with all the news today.
All right. Well, I don't want to harsh your mellow. So let's move on here. Alberto Gonzalez, we get this word he's going to have a press conference. Everybody stands by for this. He reads a statement and then stalks off. What do you make of that?
I would have been surprised and almost disappointed if he had done anything other. That's been his entire way through. Say what you want to say, no matter if it's true or has any bearing or even relevance on anything, and don't talk to the press. So I would have been absolutely shocked, I think, if he had taken any questions from reporters. And I think that I would have been equally as shocked if he had in any way tried to explain his decision or tried to make peace with the American people. You know, this is the guy who brought us, the terror conventions are quaint. This is the guy who has just, he blusters through anything that he wants to, whether or not it's ethical, legal, or otherwise. So I would have been shocked if he dared to overcome that arrogance and try to explain himself to us.
All right, the million-dollar question, why is he leaving?
See, you and I have been talking about this forever. You know, I thought he was going to leave back in May, and then I decided he was never going to leave. So everyone is absolutely shocked today. And I really think that the Bush White House finally has decided to clean house, not because they're going to shape up their act, but because they're getting really scared about Republican chances in 2008. And so I think that they are on the surface level, getting rid of all of the different distractions that they can. You know, what have we seen in the past 2 weeks? Goodbye, Tony Snow. Goodbye, Karl Rove. Goodbye, Alberto Gonzalez. You know, the only guy left over there to hate anymore is Cheney. So I think that they're trying to put in a bunch of fresh faces so that they can have plausible deniability for all of the past scandals as they move forward with the elections.
But do you think that'll really work? I mean, you think it can really pull that off? Do you think the American people as a whole, by and large, and I'm not talking about the 25% that hold with the administration no matter what happens, you think the American people would definitely buy this?
No way. It's too little too late. And they dug themselves in so deeply with so many different scandals. The war in Iraq is still going very, very poorly. It's very bloody over there right now. And so I think that they're trying this as, you know, a, hey, look, shiny, check over there. Hey, who was Alberto Gonzalez? Who remembers anyway? Kind of situation, and I just don't think it's going to work.
This won't stop the investigation either.
It won't stop the investigation, and it also won't stop the background. It won't stop people from finding out all of the different ways that this administration has thrown out things like experience and effectiveness and basically done what they can to smash effective government while at the same time padding their pockets with either money or with electoral votes.
I just can't believe that these folks thought they would get away with all of this and that they would never get caught.
I know. Well, that's been their whole mantra. And, I mean, you have to admit it, Jay. They've done a pretty good job over the past 6-7 years of getting away with stuff, of, you know, fighting back and of trashing you if you dare to say that they're doing something illegal or unethical. And basically just bulldozing over absolutely anyone who dares to stand up and say, this isn't how I want my country run. And I think they got a little cocky with it. I think they thought that they were then able to get away with absolutely anything, culminating, I think, in, you know, Vice President Dick Cheney saying he's not part of the executive branch. That's when they had gone, I think, too far and to the point where it became more of a joke. And they realized that people just weren't taking them seriously and were turning time and time and time again to Democratic candidates, to non-White House policies.
Did you ever speculate? This is endless speculation for me. Don't you ever speculate about the 25% of the people who do who hang on to this, that just keep hanging on no matter what happens?
Jay, I know some of those people.
Yeah, I do too. I don't, it's like...
And you meet them and they seem so normal and decent, and you can talk about movies and television.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you realize you're talking to someone in that 25%, and it's a little bit mind-blowing.
Can't they see what's going on here? How can they not see what's... See, to me, all of this transcends, like, right versus left. What this is all about is it's about America. I mean, it's about being mainstream. It's about being the fact that you don't support people who do wrong things or who lie or who don't tell the truth or who don't give you any explanation as to what they've done or why they're doing it. And everything that these folks have said, it just turns out to be wrong. I mean, even George W. Bush is talking about sticking with Fredo until the end, and then it turns out, no, you know, Fredo's gone.
Well, that was what I thought was so interesting, is President Bush the whole time has said, even if Alberto Gonzalez gives me his resignation, I will not accept it.
Yeah.
So part of me wonders if poor Alberto was trying to bluff a little bit, thinking that George would have his back, and then, surprise, the president said, yeah, when I said all that stuff about supporting you, didn't really mean it all that much.
So what more do we have to happen to bring this 25% around?
I don't know. I think that I don't think that the president's going to be able to add to that 25% just by putting some of his cronies underground. We know that Karl Rove is not actually going to be gone. He's just out of physical proximity to the president. And I think the same thing with Alberto Gonzalez. I don't think that getting rid of Gonzalez is going to change the way this White House does business. The way this White House does business is throw anybody you can under the bus, throw any laws you want to under the bus, as long as it gives you votes. You know, it doesn't matter what you say, it doesn't matter if it's truthful, it doesn't matter if it's good for the country, as long as it can get you a couple of votes in the short term. And that's the way they've done absolutely everything in this administration. And I don't think just getting rid of Alberto Gonzalez is going to change all that.
9:14, 14 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Christy Harvey on the line with us. I brought this up to somebody else this morning, and I don't know how many of these you see. I've seen a few, and I saw one yesterday, and said to Mary, look at that. Guy driving down I-25 still had his Bush 04 sticker on the back of his window. Wouldn't you be embarrassed to have that on your car?
I would be bright red cringingly embarrassed if I had that on my car.
I mean, who's keeping those on and for what reason?
And do they not know about 08? Maybe he just is one of those guys who never takes off his registration stickers either. You know, the kind of guy who has all of his old stickers.
Yeah, right.
That might just be that he's lazy.
Lazy
or stuck in a time warp, both of which I think sort of explain why he was supporting Bush in the first place.
I mean, what do you say to those folks? What the hell do you say to them? Like, what's wrong with you?
It is tough. I was just home on vacation and visiting my parents, and their next-door neighbors are dyed-in-the-wool Republicans. And we actually got into one of those conversations where I was saying, how can you even be a Republican and support this president? You know, how can you be anything? And shouldn't all of us, no matter how your political feelings come down, shouldn't all of us try and live by the mantra that you help the people who need a hand and you beat down the bad guys? That just doesn't seem like rocket science to me. That just, you know, maybe we differ on how we try to do that, but shouldn't that be the end result for everyone? And they looked at me like I was nuts. and basically then started in with how I wanted the terrorists to win, so I went inside and watched television by myself. I quit the picnic.
Yeah, well, I ran into this really nice woman, smart, over the weekend, very smart, attractive. I bring that up only because I'm just trying to heap her with all these positive attributes, which she deserves. But then she tells me, well, I watch Fox News. And I said, well, listen, you know, I don't want to, she didn't want to, I don't want to discuss it. It's like, come on, you can't tell me you don't know what they're about. You can't tell me that you don't know what all this stuff is about.
Well, and also, I mean, you remember those studies that came out a couple of years ago that people who watched Fox News were basically stupider than everyone else, had more wrong information about the Iraq war, and had more wrong information about the news in general than people who watched any of the other news shows, including The Daily Show. And I would just think that, okay, maybe you are conservative, maybe you like hearing conservative people talk, but doesn't it freak you out that they're giving you lies? And don't you want to, if you're going to take the time to watch the news, make sure that you're watching something that's going to make you a little smarter?
Yeah, I wonder what Fox is, not that I'm going to take the time to find out, but I still do wonder what Fox's spin on this will be all day.
I have no idea. I've been watching, I have a couple of televisions in my office that I keep tuned all the different news channels to try and figure out what they're doing. And honestly, Fox has been splitting equal time between Gonzalez and Michael Vick, who's pleading guilty this morning. So
right.
I think that they're still trying to figure out. You know, it's very interesting because whenever I look up, CNN is on the Gonzalez story, MSNBC is on the Gonzalez story, and Fox, you know, is touching on the Gonzalez story, but they're also saying, oh, and look at Michael Vick. He's bad. Let's talk about that sort of thing.
Well, I don't
think,
I don't think that's bad, though, talking about Michael Vick. I mean, I think that's...
not at all. It's just that I thought that wasn't... It was during all of this breaking news. I think that they were trying to step a little bit away from it and talk about some of the other news of the day until they figured it out.
Yeah, well, that would not be considered to be an A story. The A story would be Gonzalez. The B story would be Michael Vick. But I've got a friend who works in Fox. I think I'll send him an email and ask him what the spin is.
Ooh. Oh, will you email me after and give me the scoop?
It's like I should pass this guy's email on to you so he can get into trouble for like giving it to me. I'll pass
Come on, don't you trust me?
I'll type for your eyes only. Maybe they don't have one. Maybe they haven't sent it out yet.
That's true. Well, I'll keep my ear to the ground too, and I'll definitely share.
All right, I'll send the email off during the next chance I get, and if I get something this afternoon, I will definitely forward it to you.
I'll keep it off the blogs, I promise you.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that to me, would you?
Wouldn't do that to you. It's like when you go out with journalists, there's always one rule that if there's a beer on the table, everything's off the record. So this will be our beer on the table moment.
Yeah, even though I don't drink beer, I'll buy you a beer.
Even though you don't drink beer and it's, you know, before lunchtime.
All right. Last little bit here, because this is important. You know the name Judge Chertoff, Michael Chertoff. That's been in the wind now for a week and a half.
Yeah.
Is that it, or is it somebody else? And does Bush do a recess, or does he go through the full process?
Well, it's going to be interesting, because Michael Chertoff, of course, is the head of the Department of Homeland Security. So I personally would think that would be a weird switch to make. To say, you know, oh, who cares about Homeland Security right now? Let's take their director away and put him in this position. But everyone is saying that the rumor from the top is that he's going to be the guy. But I think that he'll have to go through a confirmation process in order for the Bush administration to get away with it. But I think it'll be a difficult process for him because, if you remember, he was the guy. He was new at the job, granted, but he was the guy who was in charge during Katrina. And he doesn't come with the best track record for being a standout independent thinker. He's very much in the White House camp. But we already know that Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, has already called for Chertoff to have to resign from his job at DHS for not being a great guy. So it would be, I think, a very difficult road to get him confirmed in the traditional manner. So that could be very, very interesting.
What about Ted Olson?
Ted Olson, also another deeply, deeply inside story. He might actually have an easier time of it because he hasn't had the high profile that Michael Chertoff has had. And his name has been whispered, but the big news so far seems to be, and you know how these rumors are always absolutely wrong, but the big rumor seems to be that it's Chertoff or nothing. Go Cherty.
Yeah. Well,
so
we'll just have to... We'll have to see how it shakes out.
Well, Michael Chertoff does have a lot of experience as a lawyer, as a prosecutor. He has even more experience in these sort of matters than Alberto Gonzalez did. So from that point of view, the White House might be able to squeak him through. But like I said, I think people's memories for Katrina are very, very long, and people's memories for things like the reports that came out recently that showed the way we're handling Homeland Security with the war in Iraq and things like that is actually making us less safe and less secure as a nation. I don't know. I just don't know if Chertoff will be able to power through.
All right. Yeah, I got to read this email to you.
Okay.
All right. This is a crackpot email because this guy doesn't give a real email address and doesn't give his name either. But check this out. This is the kind of stuff you get. And these guys are always scared to sign this stuff, too.
Right.
It's your conspiracy that keeps the right alive. There is no crime, nothing out of the ordinary. Even this Democratic conspiracy is now normal for them. All you have is perjury traps. Republicans wouldn't have the gall to even question why Clinton fired all the U.S. attorneys. It's his right. Shame on you, demonizing good-hearted people who are trying to fight a war on terrorism. You are sick with your desires to regain Congress. Reagan White House coming. Who's the next demon? Maybe Bush is a moron. Maybe Gonzalez was wrong man for the job. But your attempts to vilify their motives belies your real agenda. So how do you deal with people like that?
Well, A, I'm stealing that line for the title of my autobiography, Sick with My Desires. I love that.
I believe in the reality of my desires because my desires will become reality, ladies and gentlemen.
That's fantastic. But I love this guy picked up on that point that drives me nuts where everyone says, you know, Alberto Gonzalez wasn't criminally, didn't do anything wrong. He was just really bad at his job. He just made a lot of mistakes in his role. Well, okay, then still cast him out. That's not in the real world.
Yeah,
save your job by just saying, look, I'm just really bad at what I do.
Yeah, most people get fired for that, right?
Exactly. So I think that Mr. Sick with His Desires may have just proved his own point right there that it was time for Gonzalez to go.
But we have nothing legally on him. Except, I think you can make a good case for perjury.
Oh, absolutely. Good case for perjury. And a good case for, even if it's not the actual letter of the law, for just completely bashing on and stomping on the spirit of the law. You know, everything that Alberto Gonzalez did, he had to twist around with that weird sort of logic. You know, he took, it depends on what the definition of is, to a brand new level. And all the stuff with, well, what you were calling TPS was actually called TPS, but that wasn't its name, blah, blah, blah. It was just a lot of twisted logic to defend absolutely everything he said because he was trying to get away, as my mom would say, with a fast one.
I think we should hunt this emailer down and send him to Guantanamo. You know, Alberto says that's within the law, right?
I hear they've got great fruit cups down there.
Yeah, I bet.
No, I think that he's probably punished enough having to live with a mind like that.
Oh, it's good to hear you. It's just good to hear your voice. I missed you terribly.
I missed you right back, Jay. This was fun.
All right, we'll talk again on Friday.
Absolutely. See you then.
See ya.
Bye.
There's Christy.
The sounds of summer are here, but we know the sound you're waiting for. Thursday, September 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern, the NFL opening kickoff starring John Mellencamp, Faith Hill, and Kelly Clarkson, presented by Sprint, is on NBC. Then the Super Bowl champion Colts host the New Orleans Saints with Al Michaels and John Madden.
This is Kelly Clarkson. This is one launch party you don't want to miss.
The NFL opening kickoff is coming September 6th on NBC. Wake up, people. Introducing Diet Pepsi Max with ginseng and more caffeine.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
And Front Range Preventive Imaging has the technology that could help save your life or someone close to you. Their EBT scanner is the best non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks in only 10 short minutes. No needles, no drugs, no injections, no pain. The EBT heart scan provides you with life-saving information about your heart's health. And the key is to diagnose this and get out in front of it before it becomes a problem. So don't take a chance. Stop fooling around with this and get it taken care of. It's so easy. It takes so little time. And it's not invasive, so you don't have to worry about any kind of pain or needles or drugs or anything else. Give Front Range Preventive Imaging, give them a call at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN, or check them out online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. Really, you do owe it to everybody who's in your life to take care of yourself. And if you haven't had a heart scan, now's the time to get one. 303-443-SCAN.
Do you know what the biggest problem with computers is? Not having one. Because email seems to be the only way people communicate these days. But here's the good news. Now you don't need a computer to receive email. All you need is your regular phone line and the new Presto services with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Just plug it into your phone jack and presto, you're connected. Email and color photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, anyone can do it. Presto makes the perfect gift for loved ones who don't want to use computers. For free information that will show you how quickly and easily Presto can get everyone connected, call now, 1-800-900-2039. Now anyone can receive email and photos from friends and family without an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line. It's a perfect gift for loved ones who don't want to use a computer. For your free information about Presto, call now, 1-800-900-2039. That's 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 13 years ago, I entered public service to make a positive difference in the lives of others. And during this time, I have traveled a remarkable journey from my home state of Texas to Washington, D.C., supported by the unwavering love and encouragement of my wife, Rebecca, and our sons, Jared, Graham, and Gabriel. Yesterday, I met with President Bush and informed him of my decision to conclude my government service as Attorney General of the United States, effective as of September 17, 2007. Let me say that it has been one of my greatest privileges to lead the Department of Justice. I have great admiration and respect for the men and women who work here. I have made a point as Attorney General to personally meet as many of them as possible. And today I want to again thank them for their service to our nation. It is through their continued work that our country and our communities remain safe, that the rights and civil liberties of our citizens are protected, and the hopes and dreams of all of our children are secured. I often remind our fellow citizens that we live in the greatest country in the world, and that I have lived the American dream. Even my worst days as Attorney General have been better than my father's best days. Public service is honorable and noble, and I am profoundly grateful to President Bush for his friendship and for the many opportunities he has given me to serve the American people. Thank you, and God bless America.
Why are you leaving?
Why are you leaving, Attorney General?
Why don't you deny your resignation on Sunday to the New York Times?
Today, my fellow Americans, I am announcing that I am joining Michael Vick in forming a company. Oh, God almighty. 9:32, 32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, your monkey. Do I have time to squeeze a call in? Yeah, let me do it. Okay, well, I was going to go to that call, the person you're talking to. Because I've been hanging on forever. Oh, I see. Mike and Bailey, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
Well, another rat deserts the ship. Hey, I want to thank you, first off, because I was one of the people, I guess I'm the lone supporter of laughing about these laws like the loud noise exhaust and the stuff that's going on down in Atlanta. But with Gonzalez, boy, you know, the sad part of this whole issue is he should never have been in the position. We all know that he was a political hack, and he should never have even been considered. Why Congress could not do their job and actually impeach him so that he can never perpetrate these kinds of laws and rulings on America, you know, it's unexplainable.
No, it's not. It's very explainable.
Well, they don't have the backbone.
No, couldn't get the votes.
Well, you know what? We've discussed this before, and I thank you for that too. You're finally not doing the either or. You know, either Congress does the right, you know, the will of the people. You know, we got to pass laws, which the Republicans are blocking every time they try to, or they get vetoed. And you've gone over to, we need to impeach these criminals in Washington. So I really,
yeah, but that wasn't what we were just talking about. What we were talking about is you're wondering why it is that the Congress couldn't impeach him, and you want to say that they're spineless, and my answer to you would be that it's the Republicans who are standing in the way because they do not have the votes to get it done.
And that I agree with, but they aren't even really pursuing it to the point where they force the Republican hand.
But why would you pursue something if you have no chance of getting it? I mean, what would be? Wouldn't it be better to do what Leahy and Specter, which one is a Republican, one is a Democrat? Wouldn't it be better to do what they're doing, which is to investigate this so that we could get some answers, because we're owed answers as to what went down, rather than moving to spend the time to kick the guy out?
Oh, I agree 100%. We have to get to the bottom of it. You know, the obstruction of justice issues alone require that we get to the bottom of it. I mean, for instance, with Gonzalez perjuring himself about the whole firing of the attorneys, the prosecuting attorneys, there was investigation into actual criminal activity. The gal that was removed out in California, the day she notified the Justice Department that she was seeking indictments and against some political hooked contractors in California that had monies that were funneled directly out of the Cheney's office. I mean, they had the ties going. And the fact that investigation was stopped.
Yeah, her first name is Carol, and that was in regards to the Duke Cunningham situation.
Right.
But once again, I go back to what I said before. They didn't do it because they didn't have the votes. And you got to start putting the ball in the court that it belongs in. And the ball that the court belongs in is the Republican Party, because they keep standing up for these guys come hell or high water. And the only reason that Gonzalez is out now is because he was starting to lose support within his own party.
Well, and I think it also makes it easier to try and fade him back into the memory of American people when it comes into our next election.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen, because I don't think the investigation is going to stop. Mike, thank you. I appreciate the call. All right, thanks. 9:36, 36 minutes after the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Got a mess downtown. We've had a rollover crash, I-25 southbound, right near 23rd Avenue. We've got rescue finally on scene. Two right lanes are really blocked there, so you're going to have to move to your left to get around this. Expect a solid jam through the downtown area. Also have a crash on westbound lanes of C-470 just east of Broadway if you're making your way through Highlands Ranch. Weather outlook today, expect these clouds to move in by afternoon. 40% chance of thunderstorms and a high of 88 expected today. Right now, clear and 77. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
WAMU is currently running a special on an 8-month CD with add-on feature that lets you add money into the account anytime you want.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay. Selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
Savings at Walmart today. The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like Bauhaus, Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law, and Icon LASIK Center. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies in support of Progressive Talk AM760. The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM760 Progressive Talk.
The hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms high today 89. Boy, there is a ton of stuff going on here. Michael Vick just apologized and said that he needs to concentrate on being a better person rather than a better football player. He's sorry he let all the kids down. He needs to grow up and not be immature and on and on. He said, I got a lot of time to think about my actions because he pleaded guilty today. So you've got that happening? I mean, there's a ton of stuff going on here. 303-713-7600, one line open. Let's go back to the phones. We go to David in Santa Cruz, California. David, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Jay.
Hi.
You know, there is one other thing that's going on today, and this may have been the reason why Gonzalez resigned today, and that's that it's the anniversary of Katrina.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
If you can imagine the headlines and the various stories about Bush's inactivity in Katrina, in addition to the failure to prosecute the insurance firms involved in Katrina, You know, this is actually, when I think of Gonzalez's other crimes, Gonzalez definitely has the ability to prosecute insurance companies that cross state lines to defraud a nation and to essentially deprive the people of New Orleans. We're missing a city. You know, it's one thing to have Bush lose a bridge, an interstate highway bridge up in Minnesota, but it's quite another to be missing a whole city at the foot of the Mississippi River, one that deals in trillions of dollars of commerce in per year. So this whole idea of not prosecuting the insurance companies and getting any rehabilitation to New Orleans is a huge fraud that Gonzalez is apparently not working on. But in addition, the mortgage foreclosures that are now hitting America, there are going to be millions of people who are going to become homeless because of these mortgage foreclosures. And when you can see it in the headlights, it's as if it's a slow-motion wreck, and you're watching millions of Americans sitting on a razor blade about to be become homeless, and Gonzalez is not prosecuting that fraud. That's another real good reason for Gonzalez to resign or get prosecuted himself. But then in addition, then the NSA spying. And one of the aspects of the NSA spying that I take right back to the 1980s with the savings and loans fraud is that if every conversation and every business transaction in America is being monitored by the NSA, or by some people in secret rooms somewhere who may or may not be private contractors and not even governmental employees with the NSA, that means that everybody's financial transactions can be monitored, and the looting of people's identities, the looting of their bank accounts through identity fraud, and essentially the prosecutions of people for minor infractions of various financial transactions. Essentially, the looting of America during the savings and loans frauds, where the Bush family was deeply involved in it. It was Neil Bush. It was Jeb Bush. And
the office building that he owned, one of those office buildings that he owned, is right up I-25 here.
Right. And for people that have forgotten what happened in the savings and loans days, the Bush administration, the Reagan and Bush administration, had used census data. They had used banking and savings and loans, the FSLIC, information, it was governmental data that was used to essentially scope out what they were going to steal. Then when they forced the financial collapse of the savings and loans, the Bush administration and the cronies of Daddy Bush were there to buy up millions of homes across America. If I remember right, they bought all of those hundreds of thousands and millions of homes at an average of 1.3 cents on the dollar. They went in there and they convinced the Resolution Trust to sell them hundreds of thousands of homes in a block. At a time to their little crony companies, and they bought up hundreds of thousands of homes at a time at 1.3 cents on the dollar. So if you can imagine the NSA spying thing where they're going to monitor everybody's financial transactions, and when everybody's in a bad financial state, boom, these vultures will swoop in.
Yeah, well, going back to what you said in the beginning, though, the very first part of that, too, makes a lot of sense, and good for you, because I hadn't thought about this. What better way to turn around and take Katrina, foreclosures, Iraq, everything else that's out there, push it off the front page, and do it now. Do it now so that Katrina is off the front page. Not that it will go totally off the front page, but you know that tomorrow, in all the major newspapers, what's going to be the A story? It's going to well, actually, there's two of them out there. It's going to be Gonzalez, and the other one, I'll bet you, will be Michael Vick.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Vick finds Jesus. So, yeah, the whole by the way, there's one other story that's not getting discussed. And the moment we moved into Afghanistan, the Afghanis, our Northern Alliance, started planting opium. And we've now had 6 or 7 years of the biggest opium crops in the history of the world.
I think it's 7 years.
Yeah. So 7 years of succeedingly bigger and bigger crops. 3/4 of the world's opium comes from up in there. And they've had some of the biggest crops in the history of the world up there. And it's only starting to hit the streets now. So this idea that they've got some fat warehouses that they would love to be starting to distribute this junk. So we're seeing gangs rising across America. Why is that? Why are these gangs not getting prosecuted? You go back to the Oliver North days where the Drug Administration.
You're talking about the drug czar and all of that?
Yeah,
you're talking about the war on drugs?
Right. And that
the general. I can't think of what his name was.
Yeah. Well, these guys are not. Back in Oliver North days, there were various local cops that were trying to bust these local gangs, but the feds wouldn't allow them to bust them. And so it gave rise to crack back then, and Oliver North was bringing in, it's said with the congressional testimony, that he brought in 50 tons of pure cocaine into L.A. alone. And that doesn't talk about Minna. That doesn't talk about Minna, Arkansas. It doesn't talk about Florida. It doesn't talk about Colorado. It doesn't talk about Texas, where all of the other major boat and
You get into all of that, but you know that spins off into a whole other subject about whether we ever at all are ever or have ever been serious in one way or the other about doing anything.
Well, getting organized
about narcotics and also about wasting our time in taxpayer dollars in a lot of cases going after. It's
organized crime running the government.
Well, it goes into a whole different thing here. Hey, David, thank you, man.
Yeah,
I appreciate the call.
Have a good morning.
Okay, you too. All right. 303-713-7600. We're open phones now, technically. I should have said that a long time ago. So whether you want to talk about Alberto Gonzalez or you want to talk about Michael Vick, those will be the two big stories on the paper. And you know what David was saying? Some of that makes a little sense that in the fact that, hey, what better way to get the anniversary of Katrina off the front page than for Alberto Gonzalez to pull the pin now, because we never even got to talking about Katrina this morning, because the first thing that happened was is the Gonzalez story broke and we jumped right on top of it. I don't know if that's why he did it or not. And of course his sterling news conference, which then turned out to be nothing. I'm telling you, what a day today. 9:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And we're going to take a look at Progressive traffic now. Here's George Jefferson's daughter, Joyce.
Thanks, Jay. Still very busy on the roads with an accident on I-25 southbound near 23rd. The two right lanes are blocked. There's a rollover and a semi involved in this crash. It's going to take you a while to get past the scene. Northbound I-25 in the Tech Center, a crash being cleared at Bellevue. That's in the center divide. And in Highlands Ranch, C-470 westbound approaching Broadway, an injury accident there in the clearing stages. Increasing clouds in the forecast with a pretty good chance of thunderstorms this afternoon and a high of 88, currently 77 in Denver. I'm Joyce Jefferson on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
WAMU is currently running a special on an 8-month CD with add-on feature that lets you add money into the account anytime you want.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free 1-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
9:51 minutes after the hour. Bob Bush is talking about Alberto Gonzalez now, talking about how he's a good man, a man of faith and integrity. Wouldn't you love to just turn to the president and say, do us a favor, shut the hell up. Okay, Rocky's Autos has got a huge selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, one of the hugest selections of all time. They'll be going to be open Labor Day. And if you're saying to yourself you're not going through this winter like you did last winter, you need an all-wheel drive, you want a four-wheel drive, Rocky's is the place to go. The selection is endless. The financing is great because they've got various ways to do it. And on top of that, they've got their matching down incentive, which will help you out, too. You can scan out Rocky's inventory at rockysautos.com. Get on the internets and check that out. Or get out there and see them in person and see my friends at the Al Shearers, Tom and Marv, and all of the other capable folks who are working at Rocky's. Rocky's been around since 1982, and there's a reason for that, because they treat people right, and they give you the best deal that they possibly can. They're open tonight until 9. They're open every Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. So you got plenty of time to get out there and shop. And yeah, they will be open on Labor Day too. So go out there and check up on my friend Colby Harris and make sure he's working on Labor Day. Go out there and go, hey, Colby, are you on the job? Yes or no? Go check it out. Rocky's Autos. You just can't beat them. They are the best. 63rd and Federal.
You've got to check this out. The amazing Labor Day Serta mattress event is going on this Thursday through Monday at Sam's Club. Experience super Serta savings on all mattresses all weekend long and only at Sam's Club. See details in Thursday's newspaper or go to samsclub.com. You'll save money and sleep easier.
Try a Serta mattress with a comfort test demonstration at Sam's Club, Saturday through Monday only.
Your name means a lot to you, but in the wrong hands, it can mean more to someone else. With Wachovia, if your identity is ever stolen, dedicated fraud specialists will work with you one-on-one to help recover any lost funds. And they'll stick with you until your identity is restored. Protecting your good name. Another feature of Wachovia Free Checking. Stop by, call 800-WACHOVIA or visit Wachovia.com. Are you with Wachovia?
Free Checking is for personal accounts only. Wachovia Bank N.A. and Wachovia Bank of Delaware N.A. members FDIC.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, and one of the other things that George W. Bush said was is that Alberto Gonzalez's good name was dragged through the mud for political reasons. Okay, now we're getting your GOP talking points together here. Chance thunderstorms, high today 89. J. Marvin, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Tomorrow morning, John Nichols on more about the Alberto Gonzalez resignation. Yeah, Bush saying that Gonzalez is a man of integrity, decency, and principle, whose favorite line was, "I don't recall, I don't remember, Senator." Thanks, Al. Here's Russ in Littleton.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for having my call. Had a couple of questions and a couple of comments for you on this Alberto Gonzalez situation. You know, of course, like everybody else, I had the knee-jerk reaction as soon as it happened, as soon as I heard about it, to say, oh, hallelujah, you know. But then I got to thinking about it, and isn't Congress still in recess?
Yep.
And what are the odds, do you think, that Bush tries to push through an interim AG without a confirmation?
Boy, I don't know. I bet you he would do it. I really bet you he would. But don't forget, too, though, if he does a recess appointment, eventually that recess appointment runs out.
It's my understanding that it only runs out at the end of the Congress, which is basically next year's election at the end of Bush's term. So he could put in an interim AG that would last the rest of his term.
Yeah, he could, but I think he would. I think he would catch some grief from Republicans too.
I don't know. It's an interesting question. But then my two predictions are: if they forced him to do a confirmation, the first thing he'll do is put up somebody that is nominate somebody that's just going to be absolutely unacceptable to everybody, and they'll scream, you know, bloody murder about it. And then he'll put up somebody like Chertoff, you know, as the second choice, and everybody will sit around and go, well, okay, he's not as bad as that first person that Bush nominated. And my prediction is Congress folds and gives the guy what he wants.
Yeah, that could be. Or they could, or you put up somebody like Ted Olson, who has no record, no high profile at all, as Christy Harvey was saying. So most people would not know him or be familiar with him, and that might be an easier way to get it through. Russ, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, you got it. Ron Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, it's a good day. I turned on the radio first thing this morning. First thing I heard out of your mouth was Alberto Gonzalez's resignation. It really got me off on the right foot this morning. So I want to say to your few loyal conservative listeners, good riddance to bad rubbish. And I'm glad he's gone. So.
Yeah, I am too.
And I called because I was flipping back and forth listening to you and listening to George Bush on his press conference, and it is pretty amusing. You'll have some good sound bites come out of that.
He's about as enlightening as a dark tunnel with a strong wind and a small candle. But he's BSing as usual. Ron, I got to run, man. I appreciate it. I got to go.
Thanks, Jake.
Thanks. All right, that's it for tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, John Nichols will be here to talk about more about Alberto Gonzalez. And Bush has also said he's going to wait till the Senate convenes to take this up. And also, you know, the Iraqi prime minister said to U.S. lawmakers, stay out of our politics. Can he have this both ways? We didn't get to that this morning, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. You can call me Jay. You can call me Tom. Just don't call me Alberto Gonzalez. Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger. Dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Just a beer belly, beer belly. My wife stopped wearing skirts 3 years ago.
I had these blue and puffy veins all over my legs, and I was embarrassed.
And then one night we went out on a date, and she wore a skirt. I couldn't believe how sexy she looked.
It was like the spider veins had just disappeared.
How would you like to have younger-looking, sexier legs? Try Nuvaprin HD. You can get a free bottle by calling today. That's right, free. Nuvaprin's active ingredients are clinically proven to diminish unattractive blue veins, leaving you with younger-looking, sexier legs. Spider veins virtually disappear from view without painful injections or costly surgery. Finally, Nuvaprin HD is available in the U.S. without a prescription. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-500-0581.
It never bothered me, but she's so much...